now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken.
And you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Dangerous North Carolina fire has thousands on the move.
This is an extremely hazardous situation.
Fast track for the Congressional Page investigation.
We are looking at weeks, not months.
With GOP leaders hanging on.
Republicans that I talk to are absolutely panicked.
Another Amish girl to be laid to rest. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's a horrible morning in and around Apex, North Carolina.
10 police officers have been overcome by this smoke and gas.
Town manager Bruce Radford watching as a fire burns at a hazardous waste complex, kicking up a hazy and potentially toxic mix.
Pesticides, chlorines, oxidides, various extremely hazardous materials.
Thousands have been evacuated, and CBS's Jim Crisula, who's there, has more.
Steve, really kind of a chaotic situation. Within the past half hour, the erratic toxic cloud has again forced firemen, police, and even the media to move. I'm looking at this scene. Dozens of fire trucks, mobile command post, ambulances, hazmat teams are gathered in a shopping center parking lot. They can do little more than wait out the weather. Heavy rain, shifting winds, and lightning, Steve.
Jim Crisula live to Capitol Hill now, where congressional leaders promise they'll get answers in the Page scandal.
We pledge to you that our investigation will go wherever the evidence leads us.
Republican Doc Hastings, who heads up the House Ethics Committee. House Speaker Hastert, under fire to leave his leadership post, is standing firm.
I'm deeply sorry that this has happened. And the bottom line is that we're taking responsibility.
But CBS's Gloria Borger says that may not be enough for Republicans looking to keep their seats in November.
They're looking at new polls that say that the public does not trust the Republican Party to handle these kinds of corruption issues. They're going back to their districts. All they're getting asked about is Mark Foley, Mark Foley, Mark Foley.
Hastert's supporters turned out to back him yesterday. CBS's Peter Mayer is live this morning at the White House. Peter, is there still support for him there?
Absolutely, Steve. In their first contact since the scandal broke, President Bush has called the speaker to commend him for taking responsibility for the situation. Spokesman Tony Snow explains the White House stand.
We don't think that Denny Hastert's the kind of guy who says, man, that's great stuff. We're really glad Foley was doing that on the slide.
But the White House is also trying to insulate the president from the political firestorm. It says House Republicans can deal with this matter on their own. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
It's another day of mourning in Pennsylvania Amish country. Horse and buggy funeral processions and a fifth will be held today for one of the girls killed in Monday's schoolroom massacre. CBS's Drew Levinson is there.
What's amazing here is how these people continue to talk about forgiveness and how they don't hold animosity toward the gunman or his family.
And Rita Rhodes, an Amish midwife who delivered two of the murder victims, says she's learned older girls in the school tried to protect younger kids.
I have heard from the family that Marion did volunteer to be shot first, and then another one of the older girls volunteered to be shot second.
A sixth girl injured in the shooting is said to be in grave condition. In Wisconsin, scene of one of the school shootings last week, a state lawmaker suggests arming teachers.
So you're teaching in a classroom, you hear gunshots down the hall, you can come to the rescue of those children that are under fire, and that's what this is about.
Republican Frank Lissay's proposal would not make it mandatory for teachers to carry guns, but those who do would get extensive training. One school official says such an idea would mean more harm than good. Well, from all accounts, last month's Space Shuttle Atlantis mission was both safe and successful. But there's new information that's raising some questions. Live to CBS's Peter King.
Steve, the first report said nothing hit Atlantis in flight, but now NASA says a micrometeoroid struck a radiator panel on the shuttle and caused a hole about a tenth of an inch wide. It was found during a post-flight check at the Kennedy Space Center. So why wasn't it found during one of three detailed inspections during the mission? Well, NASA says it was in a spot that's not exposed to fiery reentry. The inspections focused on areas that were, namely the heat shield, which checked out fine. Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Morning, everybody. I'm Corey Lopez with AM 760 local news update. A bomb threat sends a couple thousand Horizon High students home early yesterday. Ken Reither with Thornton Police says an anonymous call came in about 11:30.
And made the statement only that there were three bombs in the school and they would explode prior to the school day being concluded.
Students were evacuated. Police swept the building. Nothing was found. It was one of 14 disturbances at Colorado schools yesterday. Keep it coming. AAA says gas prices are on the decline.
Currently in Colorado, the average price of regular unleaded is $2.53, and we're seeing that drop at an average of 1 to 3 cents per day.
Eric Escudero with AAA Colorado says prices are even lower nationwide, with an average $2.30 at the pump nationwide. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. Live Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Good morning. Well, we got a nice drive for your Friday so far. Wide open across the metro. Looks like all the overnight restrictions gone along I-25 at the tech center, so that looks good. South on I-25 getting a little buildup now as usual at 104th. I-70, no problems whatsoever. And you got a nice drive through Aurora on 225. Outside the metro, we do have a rollover reported at Highway 40 at I-70. At Floyd Hill. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann. And she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Didn't get it.
Yeah, Osgood Files. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
They came, they built, they conquered. Pyramids as tall as skyscrapers, great walls over 4,000 miles long, roads that crossed entire continents. Accomplishments so amazing, experts say. How did they do that? From the producers of the Emmy Award-winning special on Rome comes a monumental new series, Engineering an Empire. It begins with Egypt, this Monday night at 9, 8 Central, only on the History Channel.
The Osgood File, October 6th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and it's Friday, and the high today is supposed to be 79. Do you believe it's going to get up to 79? With intermittent clouds, and Mary and I were talking about this morning, it's going to be warmer here today, supposedly, than it will be in Las Vegas, Nevada, which is where Christy Harvey is, who usually appears on Friday mornings with us, but she's in Vegas. And damn well, I'm going to cross-examine her when she gets back next week to find out where she stayed and what kind of time she had. And boy, don't you wish we were in Las Vegas. No, I'm happy to be here. And today is our last day to do Jerry Springer. And I have to make this admission to you, and I would make this admission at 6:11, 11 minutes after 6, that I'm honored to sit in for Jerry Springer because I get to be heard around the country, just like it's nice to sit in for Ed Schultz. But when we do the Springer Show, and my show kind of becomes the Jerry Springer Show, I feel a lot of times cut off from you because I have to get you to call a different number, 1-877-345-3779, which is not our normal number, and a lot of you either don't call it or you, for whatever reason, because maybe you think that it's going to cost you money, or you just don't do it. And then the other thing is, it's very, very hard to do local in statewide issues when you're on in Detroit, Michigan, and you're on in Cincinnati, Ohio, and you're on all over the place. It's just really hard to do that. We're going to break a little bit of that rule this morning by having the next governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Ritter on this morning, and we're going to do that in the 9 o'clock hour. We've got some great guests. We're going to do open phones, as we always do, but we got some great guests, too, lined up this morning. 7:20 this morning, we're going to be joined by our very special guest, Wisconsin State Senator Russ Feingold. Now, he's going to be here in town on Monday, October the 9th, at a reception benefiting Bill Winter, who's running in the CD7. And we'll get him on. We'll ask him about Foley. We'll also ask him about Iraq. And we'll talk to him a little bit about Bill Winter. So we'll get into all of those things as much as time allows. Also, did you see Countdown last night? If you didn't see Countdown last night, Keith Olbermann has a long but really good commentary about George W. Bush's lying on the campaign trail. Because he's out stumping to get votes. He was here with Beaupre. And we'll run that. We're going to have to run it in two parts because of the time constraints of the Springer Show. So we'll do that between 8 and 8:30. So if you haven't heard it, we'll run it and you'll get to hear it. Also, coming up at 9:30, we've been talking the last couple of days, I've been talking the last couple of days about this whole Foley thing, about the fact that the ultra-right-wing authoritarian Christians, not to be confused with mainstream Christians, have been gay-bashing. They've been gay-bashing like crazy. And we're going to have on a woman from Colorado Confidential who's going to talk about James Dobson and focus on the families gay-bashing over Foley, and we'll get into that the last part of the show. Meanwhile, you can talk about anything you want to talk about, because that's what Open Phones on Friday is all about, at 303-713-7600.
there is a ton of stuff to talk about, as there is virtually every morning. And, of course, the news is dominated mostly by the Foley situation. Unbelievable comments by Dennis Hastert, Speaker of the House, yesterday to the Chicago Tribune about he believes that all of this about Foley, that all of this leaking, the leaking of the instant messages and about this whole scandal is fueled by liberal Democrats, by George Soros, who you know right-wingers hate. See, only they're allowed to have money patrons, like big corporations, and rich people like Pete Kors. They're the only people that are allowed to have that. Now, if we have it, and if we've got that kind of thing going on, well, they don't like that. That's wrong. And also, Hastert really reaches by dragging in Dick Morris, who used to be an advisor to Bill Clinton. Let me tell you about Dick Morris. Dick Morris appears on Fox, I believe, every now and then. I met him once and interviewed him. And he's not a liberal Democrat. He's an opportunist. He's a guy who will go anywhere where he can make some money. So this whole thing by Hastert about Dick Morris is absolutely ridiculous. Then, on top of that, all of the media yesterday, the Situation Room on CNN, all of the media repeated this and repeated what Hastert said. And they did put in there that Hastert had no proof, but they left out a key part of the story. And the key part of the story is what I gave you yesterday, which in a copyrighted story, the newspaper, The Hill, reported that ABC News got the information about the IMs from somebody inside the GOP. That's where it came from. But nobody spoke up yesterday and said anything about that. Nobody said a word. And there's all kinds of excuse-making on the part of the GOP and finger-pointing, except for them to accept responsibility themselves for what's gone on here. So they're looking any place they can. And guys like James Dobson and Tony Perkins and Pat Robertson and these people on the quote-unquote moral right, or I don't know what you want to call them, but I call them authoritarian right-wing Christians. They want to confront anything but challenge their own party. What does it say about the GOP? And I know I'm being really partisan here, but what does it say about the GOP that you got a guy like Foley who basically has to live inside the closet, can't come out, can't say that he's gay? There's a New York Times article yesterday on the front page in which they interviewed people in Foley's hometown. They interviewed people who know him and have known him for a long time. And they all knew that he was gay. Yet he could never come out to his constituents. He could never come out to the national press. He could never say word one about being gay. What does that say about the GOP? I mean, the GOP should be about the idea of governance and about the idea of the best way to govern the United States, not about people's sex lives and about their sexual orientation. And I wonder what moderate Republicans think about this. I wonder what libertarian Republicans think about this. I wonder how they put up with this. Because, you know, as Democrats and progressives and liberals, whether you identify with the Democratic Party or you don't, whether you consider yourself a member of the Democratic Party or you don't, but if you consider yourself to be progressive or liberal, there's one thing about us, right? Everybody comes out and they are what they are, and we all fight. We all fight over everything. But they have this repressive atmosphere in which they have to pretend to be something that they're not. How could you lead your life like that? Isn't that weird? That's weird. All right, 6:19, 19 minutes after 6, and I guess some people call that party discipline. And, you know, if that's party discipline, man, I don't want any part of it. No, George Allen can't say that he's Jewish. Foley can't say that he's gay. What's that like, living a double life like that? 303-713.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
We have a coming out secret. A new show is coming to AM 760 weekends. For now, we're keeping it quiet, but beginning October 15th, tune in and get ready for something loud on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. High today, 79, intermittent clouds. Jay Marvin here. Hey, you want to be the next talk superstar, the next progressive talk superstar? Go to am760.net and find out. The deadline for entering has been extended because stuff is like trickling in. So we're getting entries. We're getting a lot of entries, but there's a lag time that we didn't figure on between people putting it together and then them mailing it to us. So we're taking our time in that area. So you still got time. You can also instant message me at am760.net. And somebody called up, and they didn't have time to hold on because they were on their way to work, and they pointed this out, and I should have said this, and I'm remiss in not saying it, that pedophilia and being gay is not the same thing. As we learned yesterday from Dr. Drescher, noted psychiatrist, it's not the same thing. But my point about Foley and about being gay and being in the GOP is, and I've decided that this is my new statement about progressives, about liberals, that, yeah, we may argue, and we may fight with each other. I take opinions on here sometimes that a lot of you disagree with, and you send me nasty email. I mean, we may get into that. But the thing about us is, the thing about people who are progressives, and moderates should know this. I mean, if by any chance we have any moderate Republicans, if by chance we have any uncommitted folks listening at 6:25, 25 minutes after 6, if by chance there's any of you listening, you should know this about us, that you're far more welcome with us than you would be anyplace else, because you can be what you really are here. We're not going to hold it against you that you're gay, or we have policy disagreements, and I think the biggest example would be, and this is a great example of democracy at work, is look at the Lieberman situation, in which Ned Lamont comes along and says about Joseph Lieberman, well, I disagree with your stance on the Iraq War. I think you're wrong. I think really you belong in the other party, and it's not how I see the Democratic Party. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to challenge you at the ballot box and let the best man win. And the voters of Connecticut decided, Democratic voters of Connecticut decided in the primary that they preferred Ned Lamont to Joseph Lieberman. I mean, that goes on in, you know, primary challenges like that go on in both parties. Difference is that Lieberman has his stance, Lamont has his stance over policy, and may the best man win in a primary. You could never have, that I know of, and maybe there is somebody out there and I just don't know about it, because I don't know everything there is to know in the world here, but you could have a situation, I don't think you could have a situation where you could have an openly gay candidate in the GOP running for Congress or running for any elected office, because the Republican Party is dominated by authoritarian right-wing Christians. I mean, they do the volunteer work for the party. They do the groundwork. They do the on the groundwork for the party. They're the ones that the GOP is scared are going to be alienated over the Foley situation. So they're the ones that are really they're scared about these people going away. They have this very uneasy alliance between their two constituencies, which is the authoritarian right-wing Christians and corporate America, and that's an alliance forged by and put together largely by Karl Rove. So if you're in the GOP, you're not free to be who you are. You have to fake it. So if you're gay, you have to live in the closet. And then immediately when they find out you are gay, then they attack you. And the example of that would be that there are members of the GOP that are attacking other members because of their involvement in the Foley affair, and they're attacking them simply because they're gay. They're saying that gay staffers are behind all of this. And the person that they name, of course, is this guy Fordham. Well, he's gay. Well, so what? So what if he's gay? And I've said this on here 100,000 times. I do not understand. Just don't get why people like Marilyn Manson Musgrave, why people like her and people like Pat Buchanan and others, just to name two of them, Tony Perkins would be another one, why it is they're scared of gay people, why it is that they fear gay people, why it is that they make these fantastic claims about gay people. That there should, as Pat Buchanan said on Hardball with Chris Matthews, that there should be no gay people ever elected to office and in Congress because they just can't control themselves. Okay, stop for a second and think about this. How many heterosexuals have you worked with or associated with over your lifetime that cannot control themselves? Got any members of your family that have ever cheated on their spouses because they can't control themselves? Unbelievable. It's true. 6:30 at the AM 760 Progressive Talk. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. It's open phones on a Friday, and we'll let the phone calls roll here in just a couple of minutes. So everybody hang on. I got two open lines if you want to comment on anything I've said at 303-713-7600. And I would ask you, Gina, but I don't think you have an answer as to why these people, why they fear gay people and why they make these unsubstantiated claims about them that they can't control themselves, when most of the people I know who get into trouble are heterosexuals.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that would be.
I mean, that's a crazy statement. Don't you agree?
I don't think it's fair.
It's not, because most of the people I know who get into trouble are heterosexuals. I mean, you got any heterosexuals in your family that have ever gotten into trouble that way? I do. I have heterosexual
sure.
members of my family who have been caught cheating.
Yes.
What do you mean? Wait a minute. John Turk just said something that is absolutely out of the ball. What do you mean we've been in trouble? For what? What did we do?
Well, just I've been in trouble before. Not the kind of trouble that Mark Foley's in, but, you know.
No,
yeah, heterosexuals get in trouble.
No, but I mean, you've never cheated on, you never cheated
no,
on
No, absolutely
wife.
Not, no.
Oh, you mean for making sexual comments? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm just talking about trouble in general.
Oh, I'm talking about sex. Like, I've never, ever, 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 ever been in trouble for even making a sexual suggestive comment to a female coworker. And the only time I did get into trouble was when a coworker of mine went to the Milwaukee Sentinel, no, I'm sorry, it was the Journal, and lied about me and claimed that I called her a pig, which is true. I did, because she was eating my food. But that's not like saying, hey, I want to sleep with you, or you have nice legs, or... And you know something else, too? Dig this. We all have this. Men have this. You work with women who are extremely attractive, right? But you can't say anything to them. If you walk up to them and say, you're an extremely attractive-looking woman, has anybody ever told you that? Then they immediately think, okay, he's hitting on me. He's judging my performance based on my sex. So what you got to end up doing is you just got to end up saying nothing. I once made a crack to Paula Zahn. You know Paula Zahn?
Sure.
CNN. I once made a crack to her that I thought she was a brilliant, this is on the air, I thought she was a brilliant and beautiful woman. She about ripped my head off.
She did not.
Yes, she did. She about took my head off. Yeah. She came unglued.
As if she doesn't know that she's beautiful, and that's one of the reasons she got hired at CNN.
Well, I don't know if that's the reason she got hired, but I'm just telling you.
One of the reasons.
I'm just telling you that she got, like, really upset.
Well,
she got snotty and snippy with me on the air, and I thought, okay, you know what, fine.
That's a nice compliment. I'll take that one anytime, Jay.
Well, you are beautiful. Okay. people want to talk on the phones, and I'm talking too much, so... let's do some traffic on Friday morning, and then we'll take some calls.
Okay. Well, we're looking really good, except we had a couple problems outside the city. A couple of rollovers on one Highway 52 in Weld County at County Road 79. The other Highway 40 right at I-70 at Floyd Hill. Otherwise, here in town, southbound I-25, just filling in quick now at 104th to 84th. We've got good flow on all your other highways up north, including I-76. Highway 36, doing fine. 270 is going to be busy soon.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. business, illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
And Mary's is around 70. Sometimes she has it a little bit firmer. And this month you can enjoy, you can join rather, Select Comfort as they commemorate 5 years as the official bed provider of the Ronald McDonald House Charities. With 4,000 beds and over 7,800 pillows donated to Ronald McDonald Houses across North America, Select Comfort is helping families sleep a little better during a stressful time. And now you can help, too, because a portion of all proceeds from beds, pillows, and sheets sold in October will go to the Ronald McDonald House. Plus, Select Comfort has partnered with celebrities from TV, movies, music, and sports to support the Ronald McDonald House. You can even register to win an autographed signature bed by simply finding your sleep number at a Select Comfort store. And for a limited time, it's even easier to start sleeping better and help a great charity, because now through October the 9th, the Select Comfort store near you is offering no interest and no payments until 2008 on selected bed sets. So get by the Select Comfort store nearest you. Here along the Front Range, Select Comfort stores are located in 9 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Cherry Creek, and the Promenade Shops at Centuria.
Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy. This is Representative Angie Piccioni. Marilyn lies and lies about my record. Marilyn, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You and your campaign know good and well I have paid back every single dime of my Colorado student loan. Every single dime. Marilyn, you are talking about a grocery bill and a Pizza Hut order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, what do you mean? Marilyn lie? Surely you jest. 6:38 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Watch out, Maryland. The gay people are coming to get you. High today, 79. Intermittent clouds. What are you laughing about, John? All right, let's go to the phones. 303-713-7600. Springer Show commences right after 7 o'clock. We go to Peter in Boulder. Peter, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hey, man. It's going good. How about you? It's Friday.
Hey, happy Friday.
You bet.
Hey, that Overman piece last night was a masterpiece.
It was great. We're going to run it back again between 8 and 8:30 this morning.
Yeah, I mean, he's really becoming a spokesman for the logical left, not the, you know, far-left wacko fringe groups, but he lends credence to anyone who can really come out and say Bush is a liar. And we've got the proof. All those clips he played of, you know, Democrats don't want wiretaps. Well, I'm for wiretapping terrorists. Let's do it legally. Let's not treat the Constitution like a legal technicality, as Jonathan Turley wants to put it. And, you know, the guy, he's got him nailed to rights. And I love Michelle Malkin, like, slimed him in a column the other day, which is typical for her. She's such a radical right-wing loser. But, you know, I wanted to make a comment about, you had a guy on yesterday who was saying, hey, we just need to go into Iraq, and if anyone who's out waving a white flag, shoot them dead and everything, and kick their butts. And you know what? This is so typical of the ignorant right. If you've spent any time listening to military experts, they say you cannot combat an insurgency like that. You've got to win their hearts and minds. Unfortunately, we blew it. We're so far behind in the game. They hate us, you know, from what we've done earlier in that war. And we're fighting a game that I don't think we can really catch up with. I think we ought to do what Peter Galbraith recommends, go up into Kurdistan and strategically withdraw and be able to jump back in there and take care of things, you know, if they start getting out of control, basically. But, hey, I heard a great quote. It was 2 weekends ago on Robert Kennedy Jr.'s show that he does on, I don't know, Saturday or Sunday.
Right.
He said, you know, if it sounds like Bush is talking to idiots when he's trying to explain his policies to the people, it's because that's how it was explained to him.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. One of the problems I think that is out there, one of the things that, and the Foley thing really points this out, is that whether you're talking about Iraq, healthcare, or whatever it is, the NSA wiretap situation, Bush's shredding of the Constitution, when you're talking about those things, there's nuances to all of that, and you have to go the extra mile with a lot of people to get them to see the importance of it and to try to explain sometimes to them, and you got to debate back and forth. But when you have, when you're dealing with a party that, or a politician that uses simple slogans, people grasp onto that a lot easier. So that makes it a lot harder. And then the other, and the Foley thing shows that, because, see, I mean, the average person gets that, okay? 52-year-old man sending a 16-year-old kid lurid email, instant messages, wrong. Absolutely wrong. Don't have to understand that. Can't argue that. Can't get into it about that. Can't use any talking points. Boom. Automatically out of the ballpark.
Hey, I want to make one more quick point, and then I got to get back to work. Regarding people like Marilyn Manson Musgrave and this, you know, gay paranoia, you know, they're so into this radical right-wing religious fervor. You know, the Ten Commandments doesn't say anything about homosexuality. It does, however, mention adultery. I think Marilyn ought to sponsor a bill that would criminalize adultery. I mean, you ought to be, you know, 10 years in jail for the first offense, maybe, who knows, capital punishment, second offense or something. I mean, if they're so concerned about marriage, and look at all these hypocrites like, you know, Limbaugh and Newt Gingrich, who's, you know, cheating on his wife while she's in the hospital getting chemotherapy, and actually serves her divorce papers in bed. And then Helen Chenoweth, who died recently up in Idaho, the just ultra-loony radical right-winger who was so critical of Bill Clinton, was cheating on her husband the whole time. She was jumping all over his case. But Jay, great job. Have fun doing Jerry's show, and I'm glad you're going to play that clip for the people across the nation who might not have seen Oberlin last night. So have a great weekend.
All right, Peter, you too, man. Good to talk to you.
I'll get back.
All right. Let me go to Carrie in Denver. Carrie, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I went and saw the U.S. versus John Lennon last night, and it was so inspirational. I want to encourage everybody to go see it. What a short memory we have.
Oh, I'm going to see it. Mary and I are going to see it this weekend.
Oh, you're going to love it. It mixes two of my favorite things, music and politics.
Scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate it?
10.
Oh, man, that, you know what, that's encouraging. And can't we all use a boost these days?
It will. It's like a little shot in the arm. It's just so inspirational, and people are so willing to put their lives on the line for their beliefs. It just, everyone should go see it. It just will really encourage you.
Do you ever wonder what he would think if he were alive today?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we were talking about that on the way to the movie, and on the way back we said, you know, he'd basically be saying the same thing. And it's great. Some of this footage they've never shown before, his message is still going to be the same thing. you know, why don't we give peace a chance? And it just... It just, I want to encourage people to go see it. There's a lot of bits in there about McGovern coming out and saying things, a lot of stuff coming out about how criminal the government was at the time. And I'll tell you, it's like Bush took notes from Nixon's speeches. We're hearing the same thing all over again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the reason you are is because the same players that were involved then are involved with Bush now. Dick Cheney was around in those days. So was Rumsfeld. So were a lot of those. So was Wolfowitz. So were a lot of those people. The same people are involved now that were involved then. And I'll tell you something else. Did you ever see the movie Good Night and Good Luck?
Oh yes.
Yeah. You know, read any books about the McCarthy era. This is their lineage. This is where they come from. And smearing people, and questioning their patriotism. They've been pulling this for 50 years. They've been pulling this stuff. And it's about time all of us got together, whether you're right, left, or in the middle. It doesn't make any difference, because challenging somebody's patriotism because you disagree with them is not correct. And we should stand up and say, look, you're not going to pull that off anymore. We're not taking it.
Yep, and what really hit me with it is that all the protesting that went on, Nixon tried to pretend like it didn't bother him, but
right.
People behind the scenes said it bothered him. So we need to keep on doing what we're doing.
I agree 100%. We need to stay active. Carrie, thank you, and thanks for the review of the movie. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Have a good weekend. I'm going to see that movie this weekend, too. There's no way I'm going to miss it. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Jerry Springer coming up after 7 o'clock. We'll do the Springer Show, and we'll be joined at 720 by Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold, among others. Bill Ritter on the docket this morning. Well, maybe he wouldn't like that term. Docket, isn't that usually means court?
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Equipment would like to express their support for the men and women who proudly serve our country. Today's military personnel and their families make many sacrifices for all of us. They deserve our recognition for their dedication to duty and for preserving our national freedoms. This is from Mastercraft Truck Equipment, your complete one-stop truck equipment center. From conversions to parts and accessories, including the latest Adrian Steel van interiors. Visit Mastercraft Truck Equipment at 2180 West Cornell Avenue in Englewood. Mastercraft Truck Equipment.
647, 13 before 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I don't know about you. But I was talking to somebody yesterday about this. As a consumer, I'm very careful about where I spend my money. Most of the people I talk about, no, in fact, all of the people I talk about here on the air, I've either done business with them or I've met them personally. So it's either one of the two things. And I am. I'm careful about where I spend my money. Now, when you talk about going to buy a car, there's a certain amount of mistrust that's involved in that, because car salespeople are stereotyped as being less than honest, and let's face it, there are a lot of them out there who are not very honest. They take shortcuts, and you don't get what you pay for. But that's not the case at Rocky's Autos. I've been talking about Rocky's Autos on and off now for eight or 9 years, and Mary and I have gone to Rocky's Autos. And the people at Rocky's Autos are my friends. That's why I talk about them all the time, and they're early supporters of this show, and they're good folks. They have their matching down incentive going on right now, up to $1,500, which means that if you put down $15, they'll put down $15, and then you got $3,000 down. The other thing is, they have a huge, diverse inventory of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, which means that you get a large pick of some great vehicles at some great prices. They're Colorado's number one volume dealer, and the reason is because of this. And they got great people working out there. Go connect up with my friends, the Al Shears, Tom and Marv, or see Spanky Herrera, or say hello to Freddie Labrato, or any of the folks who work at Rockies. They're just good people. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open today, tonight, until 9. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. Check out the inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. You can do it all online with Rockies. Tell you what, get out there and see them. They're good people. Rockies Autos, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy. This is Representative Angie Piccioni. Marilyn lies and lies about my record. Marilyn, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You and your campaign know good and well I have paid back every single dime of my Colorado student loan. Every single dime. Marilyn, you are talking about a grocery bill and a Pizza Hut order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, isn't this great?
Imagine there's no heaven.
I don't know about you, but I miss him.
Jesus.
He's my favorite Beatle.
No hell below us.
6:51, 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 79, intermittent clouds, and the high tomorrow is 79 too, so it looks like it's going to be a really good weekend, at least part of it, and then it'll cool down on Sunday. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let me give you the obligatory reminder that after 7 o'clock, and this is the last morning we'll do this, but we do the Jerry Springer Show, sitting in for Jerry. So you got to call 1-877-345-3779 to get on. And I want you to call. I want you to get on. Let's go to Ken in Detroit. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Marvin. How are you today?
Fine. Just call me Jay.
Okay. I was reading an article in the Defense Journal, and the Bush administration has a $20 million party they're going to throw when we win the war in Iraq. But in the same, down in the article, they propose to cut the...
You need to turn your radio down. Turn your radio down.
Oh, that's my computer.
Oh, okay. All right, well, turn that down so you don't, because we're on delay, so you'll get confused. Go ahead.
Well, they're going to cut the amputees' spending and research by $13 million.
Oh yeah, I don't doubt that. They're also cutting funding for trauma injuries as well, which is the number one injury that returning soldiers have in Iraq. Yeah, definitely. And they're so vain that $20 million you're talking about is not only cover Iraq, but it's also to cover Afghanistan, and things in Afghanistan are headed downhill too.
So how can they be the party for national defense if they're talking about throwing one big kegger?
Because with a lot of people, if you say something, they believe that, and they don't bother to go in and to check anything. Now, you're the kind of person who obviously reads. You're obviously computer savvy. So you obviously go and you obviously look at things. But there are a lot of people who don't do that either because they don't have time or they don't have the desire. So they flip the radio on or they turn on the TV and they hear somebody say something and they immediately walk away and believe that it's true.
But isn't that part of being a human being is to find out as much information
No, it's not part of being a human being. There are people who live in absolute they're like in a cocoon. I mean they're so caught up in their own world that they view the media as being a shortcut to finding out what's going on. And if you look at polls that are taken, the lines between legitimate news and political opinion are now more blurred than ever before. Well, and particularly when it comes to talk radio. I mean, I get people who say this to me. Well, you're a journalist. Well, no, I'm not. I'm not a journalist. Where'd you get that idea? But people believe what they're told. How do you think it is? Look, Ken, how do you think it's possible, okay, that people like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Michael Savage, and the list goes on and on and on of all of the right-wing talk show hosts that are out there, and every community's got a ton of them, that they get on every single day, that they say things that aren't true, that they make comments that you know because you read, you know they're false, and they get away with it, and people hear that and say, yeah, that's right, that must be true, okay.
Well, when you confront the people that you're talking to with the truth and you back it up with documentation, first word out of their mouth is, you're a liberal. No, I'm a progressive. I'm a human being.
Well, no, but
I think.
The reason you get that is because that's their defense. That's their defense. Look, I had a guy send me an email yesterday. He said to me, typical right-wing talking points in that he said, you're moaning and you're crying about Iraq and blah, 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 and you don't understand the imminent evil that we face. Okay, let's deconstruct this for a second. First of all, I sent him an email back saying, I'm not moaning. I'm not crying. I'm sad. I'm sad over what's going on. But as an American citizen and a taxpaying American citizen, I have every right in the world to object to this. And I said to him, I do understand the evil we're facing. But see, that thing about how you don't understand the evil, that's right out of George W. Bush's mouth. That's right out of the GOP's mouth. And he turns around and parrots it to me. I mean, it's a slogan.
It's our duty as American citizens to question our government.
Yeah, but many people don't have that capacity. And many people also are what I said in the beginning. They absolutely, 100%, believe what they are told. So if somebody says something to them, rather than take the extra step to figure it out, they just accept it. When I sent the email back to the guy, I said, I do understand the evil we're facing, but the situation in Iraq is making that evil worse. And the two examples that I gave him was the National Intelligence Estimate, and I said, read the book Fiasco by Thomas Ricks, and I mean, that was the answer I gave him, and I'm sure it's not going to convince him because, you know what, he's not going to read that. And then the other thing is he's not going to read the Ricks book. He's just going to – he hears it on TV. He hears Limbaugh or somebody say it, and then he just believes it. And they just walk away, and they just believe it. The difference between him and you and me is that it doesn't make any difference whether it comes from the right or the left. We'll go and look the information up, and if it isn't true, we'll reject it.
Have you seen the movie V for Vendetta?
Yes.
The one line in there, the guy with a Guy Fawkes mask goes, we should not be afraid of our government. The government should be afraid of us. It's true. We have the power.
Well, we do, and we have to learn. We have to use it better, and hopefully we will use it better in November. Ken, thanks, man. I got to run. Thank you for calling.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Bye.
Or good morning, whatever the case is. He maybe had been up all night. All right, Jerry Springer, last morning. Coming up next, got to call 1-877-345-3779 to get in.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, Open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Friday and Saturday at Hyde Park in the Cherry Creek Shopping Center.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Jim Trussell in Apex, North Carolina. Multiple explosions and a fire at a hazardous waste facility have forced at least 17,000 people from their homes. Mayor Keith Weatherly says a toxic cloud demanded quick action.
We did evacuate within minutes, frankly.
President Tim Ford is wondering whether rain and lightning will complicate things.
With the rain coming down, it's supposed to rain for 2 days, so I don't know if that's going to help or hurt.
That's what frustrated and anxious firemen are also wondering. I'm Jim Crusoe in Apex, North Carolina. Here's Frank Sedapani with more CBS News.
A fresh report on the economy is just out, and it shows weak job growth last month. The unemployment rate edged lower to 4.6%, but employers added just 51,000 new payroll jobs. Economist David Weiss says that's a sign the Fed may have gone too far in raising interest rates.
The economy is cooling off faster than the Federal Reserve or economists anticipated. Perhaps they've overdone it once again and raised rates too high.
And just ahead of the opening bell, S&P stock futures are down more than 3 points. In Washington, House Speaker Dennis Hastert admits he could have done a better job of handling the congressional page scandal involving ex-Congressman Mark Foley, but Hastert is resisting pressure from some members of his own party to step aside. Former White House Chief of Staff James Baker says Hastert shouldn't be a sacrificial lamb.
If they throw Denny Hastert off the sled to slow down the wolves, it won't be long before you'll be crying, hey, you got to throw somebody else over, because they knew about it too.
President Bush called Hastert last night to express his support. The House Ethics Committee has issued 4 dozen subpoenas for information about Foley's conduct toward current and former pages. In Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania, the 5th Amish schoolgirl killed in Monday's shooting will be laid to rest today. The girl, who was seriously wounded, has been taken off life support. A Wisconsin legislator says giving teachers guns could prevent school shootings. State Representative Frank Lissay says that may not be politically correct, but he claims it has worked in other countries.
You're teaching in a classroom, you hear gunshots down the hall, you can come to the rescue of those children that are under fire, and that's what this is about.
The head of the Milwaukee Public Schools says he doesn't think arming teachers is a solution. 2 planes reportedly came dangerously close on a Los Angeles International Airport runway last weekend. The Los Angeles Times says the pilot of a SkyWest regional jet had to hit the brakes to avoid a corporate jet that had crossed in front. The paper says the SkyWest jet came to a stop just 100 feet from the other plane, and an air traffic controller apologized to the SkyWest pilot. A Navy corpsman is scheduled to take the stand today at Camp Pendleton, California, to testify against 7 Marines accused in the kidnapping and murder of an unarmed Iraqi civilian. Prosecutors agreed to drop the most serious charges against Petty Officer Melson Bacos in return for his testimony. This is CBS News.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Foul play suspected in the death of a Colorado man whose body was found this week north of Rock Springs, Wyoming. 29-year-old Ben Bradley had been missing since June. A group of sightseers came upon the body on a hike. A string of vandalisms has turned violent in Boulder. It's been happening near the 5400 block of Omaha Place and between the 2 and 400 blocks of Oneida. Now police have become concerned.
The vandalism has escalated from what would be perceived as typical juvenile-type pranks to now to the felony range, where we have an arson with an explosive device being put inside a car and a burglary with some windows being broken into a home.
Boulder PD's Julie Brooks says the last incident sprayed a child's bed with glass. Luckily, the child wasn't in the room. John Mark Carr, free man. California prosecutors dropped child porn charges yesterday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, not a bad Friday commute for you right now, although we do have a new problem southbound I-25 that's going to affect your downtown commute. Looks like a hit-and-run crash blocking the right-hand lane between I-70 and 20th Street, so that's just adding to the delays we're already seeing, traffic building heavily through that area. Of course, southbound I-25 delays coming out of Thornton North Glen. Those kick back for you to 120th Street. 270 has the buildup too, eastbound at I-76. And 225 southbound getting crowded, southbound at 6th northbound at Mississippi. Remember to orange cones slowing your drive down near the tech center along Quebec south of Bellevue. We still have a traffic split right near Orchard. Weather today, variable clouds, breezy and warm, locally windy, high of 82. Currently 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 units on the lot. And they've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. This is no little postage stamp size dealership. I mean, they're huge. And the people out there, they're great. People like Tom and Marval Shear, Freddie Labrato, and Gerard Menard, and Spanky Herrera, and Jim Monroe, and Johnny Mays, and the list just goes on and on and on. Plus, they've got their matching down incentive going on, which saves you big-time money. Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. See the inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve handles that. Or get out there and see them in person. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Take it away. Hello? Is he in there? Huh. You know what? I don't think Jerry's coming. Who else we got?
Now, filling in for Jerry Springer, Jay Marvin on the radio.
6 minutes after the hour, Jay Marvin filling in for Jerry Springer. Last morning of doing it. Thank you very much to Jerry and all the gang, Pat Barry and Gene Galvin and Stephanie Tyler, Paul Mason, and all the list goes on and on of all the folks. And thanks. It's been a real pleasure to sit in. All right, this show originates from AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Denver Boulder area. If you're listening in the Denver Boulder area, you got to call me at 1-877-345-3779. I don't care where you are, you got to call me at 1-877-345-3779. Or the other alternative, and I don't always get to all of these, but I try, you can instant message me at am760.net. And I try to read some of them on the air, and I try to answer them if I can, but the way things are set up in here, I got to look at it while the commercials are going, so sometimes I don't have a chance to get to everything. Fridays, we always do open phones here locally, and I guess Jerry does it too, Freedom Friday. So it's underway, and you can talk about anything you want to talk about at 1-877-345-3779. We do have some guests coming up here this morning in about, I don't know, do you want to say 10 minutes or so? About 10 minutes or so. We're going to be joined by one of my favorite people, Wisconsin State Senator Russ Feingold. He's going to be here in the Denver area on Monday to campaign for Congressional District 7 candidate Bill Winter, who's running against Tom Tancredo. Mad Tommy is what I call him. And if you follow current events, you know about Tancredo, and he hangs around with and associates with some of the most bigoted people on the planet, and he's a huge grandstander. But we'll talk to Russ Feingold about that, but we'll also talk to him about the Foley matter, and we'll talk to him about Iraq. Then coming up in the second hour of the show, Gene Galvin will be here for the Daily Blog Report. Plus,
I don't know how many of you watch Countdown with Keith Olbermann. Great show. And Keith did another one of his right-on commentaries last night about President Bush and about the fact that he, on the campaign trail, just does not tell the truth. We'll run the commentary courtesy of MSNBC. Here's the thing. It's long. So we'll have to break it up into two parts, but we will run both parts of it, and we'll do that in the second hour. Then in the third hour, third and final hour, I'm going to introduce you, for those of you who do not live in Colorado, I'm going to introduce you to one of the fastest rising stars in the Democratic Party. The next governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Ritter, will be here. We'll talk to him about some volatile issues here, and also these are volatile issues that affect the entire country. And for those of you who do not live in Colorado, I'll give you a chance to meet Bill Ritter. He's a wonderful guy and is leading in the polls right now. And I just can't say enough about him. Then at 9:30, check this out. I've been talking about this since this whole Mark Foley thing started. Focus on the Family, which is located in Colorado Springs, which is south of us. James Dobson and the folks with Focus on the Family have been gay bashing over the Foley incident. Now, I've said this since this whole Foley thing started. There is a big difference between being a gay person or a lesbian and being a pedophile. The two have nothing more in common than being heterosexual and being a pedophile. And by the way, the majority of pedophiles are heterosexual. Well, that's not the way Dobson sees it. And, of course, Dobson and Tony Perkins and Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell and the authoritarian Christian right has been gay bashing. We're going to have on a woman from a website called Colorado Confidential, in which she's going to talk about the fact that James Dobson and Focus on the Family, this is exactly what they're doing. And the Foley situation just dominates all of the news. And the GOP is scrambling like crazy and pointing fingers at everyone else but themselves. Dennis Hastert made a totally and completely ridiculous, I just can't tell you how ridiculous of a statement he made yesterday to the Chicago Tribune, in which he says that, well, let me quote a little bit of this. When asked about the groundswell of discontent among the GOP's conservative base over the handling of the issue, Hastert said, I think that the base has to realize after a while, who knew about it? Who knew what when? When the base finds out who's feeding this monster, they're not going to be happy. The people who want to see this thing blow up are ABC News and a lot of Democratic operatives, people funded by George Soros. He went on to suggest that operatives aligned with former President Bill Clinton knew about the allegations and were perhaps behind the disclosure in the closing weeks before the November 7th midterm elections, but he offered no proof. And then the reason he offered no proof is because he can't offer any. He doesn't have any. He said, all I know is what I hear and what I see. I saw Bill Clinton's advisor, Richard Morris, was saying these guys knew about this all along. If somebody has info, when they had it, we could have dealt with it then. Here's the thing about Dick Morris. Richard Morris is what they call him in the Chicago Tribune. He hasn't been associated with Clinton in years. He has gone to the right. He appears on Fox. I had him on with my former partner in Chicago to interview him once when he had a book out. He is as anti-Clinton. He is as anti-democratic. I can't describe this about him. And he's a guy who lacks moral character and lacks honesty. So for Hastert to say these things is absolute BS. It's just absolutely BS. Now, do we have that cut? I believe it's a Steny Hoyer who was asked yesterday about this Hastert thing, and I believe this comes from Hardball on MSNBC, and I believe Steny Hoyer is the Democratic whip, and this is how he replied to Hastert.
I think it's ridiculous. I don't understand it. Sounds a little bit irrational to me, Chris. The fact of the matter is here, we have an issue where clearly the responsibility for the administration of this program and the response to the issues raised were in the Speaker's office, not in anybody else's office. So blaming anybody else is simply denying reality.
You have faith.
We have a lot of state of denials, as you know.
And that's true. I mean, it's really true. And for Hastert to say this stuff is absolutely beyond belief. That, yeah, the Democrats are behind it. You're right. And, yeah, George Soros is behind it. And Richard Morris is behind it. You know who's behind it? Who's behind it is the Republican leadership. That's who's behind it. That's who's responsible for it. Those are the people who didn't act. Denny didn't act. Boehner didn't act. Reynolds didn't act. They didn't act. They're responsible for this. Nobody else is responsible. They're responsible. And I'll tell you something. The voters get this. The voters get it. There's a Time magazine poll out. Two-thirds of Americans, aware of the congressional page scandal, believe Republican leaders tried to cover it up, and one-quarter of them say the affair makes them less likely to vote for the GOP in their districts come November. Those are among the findings of a new Time poll, and it also has things in here about Iraq, which are also bad for the GOP. But the voters get this. They get it. Now, if you're an independent, if you're a so-called quote-unquote swing voter, if you're a moderate, if we sit down and have a conversation across the table from each other with a cup of coffee or whatever you choose to drink. I don't drink coffee. So I'll buy you whatever you want as long as it's not alcoholic. You can't look at me with a straight face. You can't look at me with a straight face and say that the Democrats are behind this. You can't look at me with a straight face and say that George Soros is behind this. I mean, come on. Nobody's going to believe that. All right, we got Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold coming up. We'll ask him what he thinks about this. Plus, we'll take your calls at 1-877-345-3779. Boy, I'm wound up this morning, all right? But you got to sit back and ask yourself, you know, how stupid does Dennis Hastert think we are? Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer.
He is a genuine, patriotic American, and I'm really proud of everything that he has done.
On the radio. Jerry Springer.
Dancing with the stars.
And talking with you on the radio at 877-345-3779. 877-34-JERRY.
Hey, Cincinnati. This is Mayor Springer.
M760, Progressive Talk.
AM760,
Progressive Traffic.
Well, we still have a pretty decent ride across the metro. No major problems right now with the exception of I-25 southbound. We've had a crash block in the right-hand lane right before Spear. Of course, that's really going to affect your drive toward downtown. Otherwise, I-25 sailing up from the south and into the tech center. No issues for you through the bridges. Only about a 10-minute drive from there. We definitely have those delays coming out of Thornton North Glen at 120th. If you're making your way toward I-70 as well. Eastbound 6th Avenue starting to stack up now out of Lakewood. Weather today, variable clouds, breezy and warm, locally windy, looking for a high of 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy and mild, 51. Currently, 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
At your Jeep dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now, during the 2006 model year-end clearance, get 0% APR long-term financing on the entire 2006 Jeep lineup. Hurry to your Jeep dealer. This offer ends soon.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
3 is a magic number. Essential for triangles, trilogies, and tricycles. Now, the significance of 3 grows even stronger with the Comcast Triple Play.
Comcast is putting 3 services together and giving them to you for just $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. Digital cable, high-speed internet, and digital voice. Comcast Digital Cable offers over 100 channels. And on demand, a library of movies and shows you watch on your schedule. Comcast Digital Voice gives you unlimited local and long-distance calls. And Comcast high-speed internet is faster than standard DSL and way faster than dial-up. Plus, it comes loaded with great security features, video mail, and stuff you can't get with DSL. Digital cable, high-speed internet, and digital voice. $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Installation fees apply. Limited to new customers and require subscription to all 3 services. Not all services available in all areas. Call Comcast for details.
Jay Marvin, filling in for Jerry Springer.
On the radio.
On AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Yeah. 20 past the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, Springer on the radio. And let's go directly to the phone, and we're going to talk to one of my political heroes. I mean, I love this guy, and he's gracious enough to come on, Wisconsin State Senator Russ Feingold. And Senator Feingold, good morning, and thank you for being on the show.
Good morning, and thanks for the kind words. That's awfully nice of you.
Well, you deserve all of it. Now, first of all, I want to tell people who are listening here locally that you're going to be here in Denver on Monday, October the 9th, for a reception benefiting Bill Winter, who is running against Tom Tancredo in Congressional District number 7. And this originates from your Patriot Fund, correct?
What's that?
This you're hooking up with Bill Winter. Originates from your
oh, yes. We had a contest to try to pick a progressive patriot out of 10 candidates around the country on our website to see who would be the most popular in terms of a challenger in a race like this, and Bill Winter won, and we contributed to him, and also my group, the Progressive Patriots Fund, has set a full-time staffer that we've trained to work in the race. So I've met Bill. He's a great guy, and I'm excited to come out and help him win and defeat Tancredo.
Well, we're excited to have you, and people can find out more about this by going to winterforcongress.com, and they can find out more about your efforts by going to russfeingold.org. Let me ask you about the Foley situation. You know I'm going to ask you about this because everybody's talking about it. And Dennis Hastert yesterday told the Chicago Tribune that the people who want to see this thing blow up our ABC News, a lot of Democratic operatives, people funded by George Soros, and then he went on to drag in Bill Clinton, and also he went in to drag in Dick Morris on this whole thing. What are your comments about that?
Well, it sounds like flailing to me. The fact is that this just adds to the disgusting nature in which this Republican one-party rule is harming America. Obviously, the real scandal, the number one scandal, is this Iraq war and all the deceit that led into it, and the deceit that's continuing it. But, you know, this just sort of plays into the sense that absolute power tends to corrupt, and incompetence is obvious with Katrina. But you see a thing like the way they handled this Foley thing. One party's been in charge for too long, and we need to at least create some balance by having a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate to balance this administration that has been one of the most reckless and incompetent in American history. So they're obviously got not only egg on their face, but they have really not handled this well. And it really, to me, is not the core issue. It is a symbol, though, of why we need real change on November 7th.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Iraq. The New York Times got an article out this morning. Senator says U.S. should rethink Iraq's strategy. The Republican chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee warned Thursday that the situation in Iraq was drifting sideways and that the United States should consider a change of course if violence did not diminish soon. And this is Senator John Warner of Virginia. So, I mean, now people within the president's own party are beginning to speak up about this.
Well, here's what's sad about this. What they're saying, I said, and a number of us said 3 years ago, this has been true for a very long time. This situation never was working out. It's been going south for years, and all of a sudden people like John Warner and even some Democratic senators who haven't had the guts to stand up and say we ought to have a timeline to bring the troops out of there, all of a sudden they're going, oh, gee, maybe we better get out of there. Well, what was the point of misrepresenting what was actually happening in Iraq the last couple of years? I was there in 2005, and I was there in 2006, and I could see that there already was a civil war going on there. I could see that they were lying straight through their teeth when they said that the insurgency was in its last throes. I mean, this is an outrageous thing that only now these senators are saying, oh, gee, the situation is going badly. They should have said it years ago, and really they are responsible, along with the president, for how long this mess has continued.
Yet they keep saying the same thing over and over again. I mean, Condoleezza Rice said it yesterday. Her plane has to circle for 35 minutes around the Baghdad airport because there's mortar shells. She gets together with Maliki, and they have to conduct half the meeting in the dark because the electricity is out. Yet she says, quote, unquote, that the Iraqis are making political progress. That can't be true.
Exactly, and I've been in Iraq in the green zone with my flak jacket and my helmet on listening to people making up stories like this right in front of my eyes. Where everybody was privately saying, gee, the situation's terrible, and then they go out in front of the cameras and they make up these stories. And I'll tell you, it is an outrageous thing to do to the American people, and especially the parents and the families who have troops over there and sons and daughters over there. So it's wrong, it's untrue, and I'm glad, even though they're way too late, to hear people like Senator Warner and Senator Levin say the situation is going south, because what Condoleezza Rice is saying is simply false.
When do you think the administration is going to really have to level with us, if they're even capable of ever doing it? Because it seems like they don't know fact from fiction.
Well, I think they do know fact from fiction, but they don't want to be honest. And that's a real, real tragedy. And maybe if they can get through the election, maybe they'll fess up and say, oh, by the way, the situation isn't working out. But they seem to be committed to try to deceive people into thinking this was a good idea and it continues to be a good idea. Apparently, trying to clean up the history books, but that can't happen. History's judgment has already been made. The Intelligence Committee in which I serve has already sent out a report, which almost all the Republicans voted for, basically sealing the history that this was a deception to get us in there. And the point I'm trying to make is that a deception is continuing this. The same kinds of falsehoods are being used as were used to get us in there in order to keep us there indefinitely. So I don't know. I don't expect they'll ever come clean on this, but it's just becoming obvious to everyone that they're not telling the truth, and they've really never told the truth about Iraq. It is, without a doubt, one of the biggest mistakes in the history of our country's foreign policy, and there needs to be accountability for this.
Boy, I couldn't agree more. We're talking to Wisconsin State Senator Russell Feingold. If the administration came to you tomorrow, and I ask this of a lot of people who I have on the show, but if the administration came to you tomorrow and said, okay, we're stuck, We don't want to talk to Henry Kissinger anymore because we don't want to refight Vietnam. help us get out of this. What would you say to George W. Bush if you were sitting in the room with him?
Well, I'd say to follow the plan that we offered to the Senate, which is we're not talking about cutting and running, as they want to say. We need to strategically redeploy the troops in the region. Many troops would come home, but we would keep a significant troop presence in Kuwait, perhaps in the Kurdish area, perhaps in the other areas in the region, and so we can do a number of things to maintain our role in the region. One is we're going to have to continue to protect our facilities in Iraq and what troops remain. Secondly, we have to be able to spend some effort to continue to train the Iraqi troops and the police, certainly not with a huge ground force, but we can do that. And third, yes, we have to have the capacity to do attacks on terrorist cells and terrorist networks like al-Zarqawi. That's something that clearly I envision continuing. That was not a ground troop operation. That was intelligence and finding out where he was and dropping a big bomb on him. I'm for that. I think we need to do that to these terrorists. So we continue the capacity to do that, but we don't need to have 130,000 or 140,000 troops on the ground trying to do something that is impossible and unfair to ask them to do. So that's what I would recommend to the president.
All right, last thing very quickly because I'm almost out of time here. I got a matter of seconds, but I'm just going to pitch it anyway. You got to run for the presidency. When will you make your decision?
It's very kind of you to say that. I don't accept the premise that I have to run, but I'm going to look at what happens in these elections. I'm going to try to figure out what's the best role for me, to continue my full-time efforts in the Senate, which I feel are making some progress, or whether I should try to run as a candidate who voted against the war in the first place. And I'm going to be thinking about that in November.
Well, you got to run. All right, we'll see you in Denver on Monday. Thank you very much,
we'll
Senator
see you in
Feingold.
Colorado.
All right, thank you
Bye-bye.
So much. There's Senator Russell Feingold. Boy, I'd vote for him in an absolute second. I've just dug him all along. All right, we'll take your calls. It is open phones. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. And this is the world-famous Springer on the radio.
Email Jerry at springeronTheRadio.com.
Jerry Springer
on the radio.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, so far so good around the metro area. Not too much to bog you down, although we still have stop-and-go traffic that's affecting I-25 southbound between 58th and Spear. Of course, that's smack dab in the middle of your downtown commute. We did have an earlier hit-and-run crash there. It's been pulled off onto the shoulder. I-225 southbound starting to get those delays now through the Tech Center, Yosemite to I-25. We also have I-76 starting to catch some delays now westbound between 88th and I-270. And we do have the usual delays now eastbound Boulder, the eastbound Boulder Turnpike, actually, between Federal and Pecos. Weather today, variable clouds, breezy and warm, locally windy, looking for a high of 82, currently 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At your Dodge dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now, during the 2006 model year-end clearance, get 0% APR long-term financing on all 2006 Dodge trucks and minivans. Hurry to your Dodge dealer. This offer ends soon.
AM 760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Bauhaus Doggy Daycare, Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
Service not available in all areas.
If you're an AOL customer and you're fed up with the high prices you're being forced to pay, I've got good news for you. Now you can quit AOL and switch to People PC Online and pay just $5.47 a month for the first 3 months. You heard me right, people. That's a lot less than AOL. And you get unlimited internet service with twice as many local access numbers as AOL for faster, more reliable connections. And with People PC, you also get all your favorite features. Virus protection, spam controls, pop-up blocker, and more. Not only that, you can still chat with AOL Instant Messenger, and you can even keep your AOL email address for free. So why pay the high price of AOL when you can get everything you need right now with People PC for just $5.47 a month for the first 3 months? Make the switch to People PC today. For more information, call 1-800-900-6737. People PC, a better way to internet. That's 1-800-900-6737. 1-800-900-6737.
You know what I love doing? I love going on right-wing talk shows. Because I get these calls in, I get callers in, and they go like...
You guys on the left, you always complain about the president and the rock, but you have a plan?
And I go, yes, I do.
Al Franken.
And what I love to do on these right-wing shows is just take as long as I can to explain the plan, because the host gets very frustrated. Because they're going, oh, no, you weren't supposed to have a plan.
Al Franken.
Weekday mornings at 10.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Hey, you can join our conversation at 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779.
And now,
Springer on the Radio presents another Croc News Classic. Veteran newscaster Gerald Furlong is on assignment, and so we proudly present one of his newscasts from the past, a Croc News Classic.
I'm Gerald Furlong with Croc News 5 minutes sooner. It's October 15th, 1964, and here's what's happening. Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev has been deposed. Those Ruskies don't mess with elections like the one America's about to have with Johnson and Goldwater. Can the new Soviet boss fill Khrushchev's shoes like the one he banged on the table at the UN? State Department insiders worry that the new Kremlin leader may be even harder to spell and pronounce. After an attack in the Gulf of Tonkin, Congress has voted to give President Johnson broad new war powers. Now we have a good reason to continue the war in Vietnam. It will soon be in its last throes, and peace surely will be at hand. Mission accomplished. It's been 1 month since the release of the Warren Report regarding last year's assassination of President Kennedy. Now that people have been able to digest the report, they forever laid to rest all those cockamamie conspiracy theories. FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover says nobody tried to skirt the truth or dress up the facts. Sick comedian Lenny Bruce has been arrested at a Greenwich Village nightclub for using bad language. This reporter is a staunch supporter of free speech, but sometimes these so-called entertainers carry freedom a little too far. Hopefully this arrest will show these beatnik comedians to be less offensive, like that new up-and-coming comic I saw on Ed Sullivan last week, George Carlin. That's the way things are. October 15th, 1964. I'm Gerald R. Fairmong, Croc News.
This has been another Croc Newscast from the past. Join us next time when we turn back the croc to another Croc News classic from Springer on the Radio.
Jerry. Springer on the Radio.
35 after the hour, J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. 1-877-345-3779. And it's open phones, anything you want to talk about. And I got four open lines. So jump on and become part of the program. Let's go to Joy in Cincinnati. Joy, hi, you're on.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I've heard you on a lot of shows, and I've always enjoyed your show.
Well, thank you.
I'd like to say a few words about the Iraq War. I don't think any subject is more important. And 65% of the people, 65% of the Iraqis have said they'd like for us to leave immediately. And General Batiste, he said he's speaking out this time because of the good of their country. And he said our soldiers are at a breaking point, and we'll need billions more to continue this war. And also, I think that the Bush administration's plan for a $20 million victory party is really stupid, when the war's over. That's just a total waste of money, in my opinion.
Well, it's a definite total waste of money, and you compare that with the fact that they're cutting back on the funding for things like trauma injury, which is the number one injury of returning soldiers from Iraq. This administration does not care about the soldiers. They can claim they do, but their actions and the actions of the Republican-controlled Congress shows that they don't. And I think there are average Republicans out there, and I'm not talking about elected officials. I'm talking about average Republicans. I think their average Republicans are just like average Democrats, just like average independents, just like average uncommitted voters, that they do care about these kids, men and women who are over there. But the leadership of this country, and I'm talking about the legislative branch, and I'm also talking about the executive branch, which is in control of people like Dennis Hastert and George W. Bush, they don't care, and we need to let them know that that's not acceptable.
That's true. Well, that's all I have to say, and thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Jim in Loveland. Jim, hi. You're on.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, how's it going? I've talked to you before. Hey, I heard you earlier talking about Richard Morris lacking moral character and honesty.
Right.
I found that ironic considering you were talking about Bill Clinton. But my question is, and I got to take my answer off the air because I'm at work, why do you think Dick Morris has, I'd like to hear your theory on why Dick Morris has gotten to the point that he's gotten to in terms of how he feels about the Clintons.
Okay, you want that answer off the air, and when you talk about Clinton and moral integrity, Clinton made a terrible, terrible mistake with Monica Lewinsky, and it's not one that I don't think anybody can support, and it's not one that I think anybody endorses. But if you look at the overall, and he made a lot of mistakes, but if you look at the overall, his presidency overall, here's one thing about him. He's got the integrity to come forward, and he's got the integrity to say, I made mistakes, and I did do wrong. This president has never said he's done wrong. No one in his administration admits to doing wrong. Nobody's ever held accountable for anything. That's the difference between the two of them. And I assume that you're probably either an independent voter or you may be conservative, and that's fine. And you can drag Bill Clinton in about that. But the reason I make the comment about Morris is because I think Morris went the way he went because there's money in it. And there is money in getting on Fox, and there's money in writing critical books, and there's money in that kind of posturing. Plus, look what happened to Dick Morris in regards to prostitutes. And also, Dick Morris said some things to me, which I'm not going to repeat on the air here, which, number one, did not come true. Number two, were lies. And to me, that just adds up to the fact that he lacks moral character. So you can drag Bill Clinton in all you want, and anybody who you get as president of the United States, because they're a human being, they're going to make wrong moves. There's a lot of things that Bill Clinton did that I didn't agree with. But at least Clinton has got the guts to come forward and say that, well, I didn't get Osama bin Laden, I failed. Yeah, I made mistakes. Yeah, the thing with Monica Lewinsky was wrong and I made a mistake. Can you name me the last time our current president or anybody in his administration admitted to making a mistake? If you read the Woodward book and any of the other books that are out, this is a guy who is arrogant. This is a guy who is so self-assured that he sees and hears only what he wants to see and hear. And as Thomas Friedman said in the New York Times, and Thomas Friedman was an early supporter of the invasion of Iraq, he said that when you go to Barnes & Noble, they're going to have a whole basement full of books about the mistakes in Iraq. So you'll get fiction, poetry, and the Iraq section. And I think that kind of I kind of rest my case there. By the way, Bill Winter, winterforcongress.com, he's running in the 6th Congressional District, I believe, not the 7th, as I said. And also, if you want to find out more about Russell Feingold, go to Progressive Patriots Fund, progressivepatriotsfund.com. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Coming up next hour, get blog wild with the blog report from Gene Galvin. This is Jerry Springer on the radio.
This is former Congressman Mark Foley. I am not a pedophile. I just have a drinking problem. I only ask young boys about their penal size and details of how they masturbate because I had a few beers. Fill me up with a bunch of Sprites and I'm as good a man as Michael Jackson.
Your opinion expressed when calling Jerry at 877-345-3779 will be kept confidential.
All our calls are being monitored. Got that?
Oh.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit Icon online at IconDenver.com. That's I, like the letter, CON.com.
This is from Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. See your local independent agent about Allied's auto, home, and commercial insurance services. That's Allied Insurance, making a difference in our community.
Brunswick Home and Billiard of Colorado is having their biggest store-wide sale event of the year. The annual Columbus Holiday Sales Event. Colorado's largest pool table dealer is having a gigantic pool table sale event for 4 days only, beginning Friday, October 6th through Monday, October 9th. In addition to once-a-year prizes, there will be a terrific no-interest, no-payment financing program available during this event. This is the largest pool table sale event Brunswick Home and Billiard will have the entire year. All tables will pack significant savings, and selected models will also include a free matching cue rack. That's up to $1,500 in savings in addition to our markdown sale pricing. Come in this weekend only to discover the unbelievable once-a-year prices on all pool tables and accessories, plus special savings on all bar and kitchen seating. Everything in the store will be on sale for this event. Brunswick Home and Billiard Stores are located just off the Boulder Turnpike in the Village at Flatiron, County Line Road across from Park Meadows Mall and Southwest Plaza Mall, upper level outside the new Dillard's. See our ad in the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News for more details.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss? Exactly. Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new.
Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio, 1-877-345-3779. I got to play you this. I got to talk about this. I got to play this for you. I really do. And then we'll take more calls, but I really got to get into this. If you listen to Rush Limbaugh, which I don't, but if you do, and he makes some offhanded comment, his listeners, his followers, will sit there and say, oh, yeah, that's right. That makes sense to me. Sure, that must be it. And here's an example of how the right-wing media manufactures stuff, and then it gets into the mainstream. Now, Matt Drudge, who also has a radio show himself, who operates a website, The Drudge Report, I have a lot of conservative friends who read that thing every day, he said that the lurid instant message exchanges between disgraced former Congressman Mark Foley and the former page who was outed on a conservative website yesterday were the result of an elaborate prank, and insiders at ABC News say that they stand behind the story. So Drudge is saying that it's a prank, and ABC is saying that they stand behind the story. Meanwhile, ABC announces three more pages have come forward with information about alleged Foley misdoings. Keep that thought in mind for a second here about the fact that Drudge says that it's a prank. Now, watch this, or listen to this. From Drudge to Limbaugh.
Maybe the page, my original theory, maybe the page is out there engaged in some kind of chicanery. Maybe the page, you know, kids play pranks too. Maybe they were laughing at Foley in the page room. Maybe that Foley's making these advances, and maybe, hey, you know, let's egg this guy on. I've done my share of pranks. So it's for that reason that I ask, how in the world did these instant messages find their way into the public domain after such a long time?
Well, I don't know, Rush. How did they? And see, like the last guy who called up, well, give me your opinion about Clinton. Let's go to pranks. Let's go to Clinton. Let's go to ABC. Let's go to Democrats. Let's go to George Soros. Let's go here. Let's go there instead of taking responsibility for what you've done. Now, in all the time I've done talk radio, and I guess I've done it for probably about 18, 19, 20 years, I was always the token liberal on the radio station. The rest of the radio station was conservative. So they had a lot of conservative callers. And they would always call with the same thing every single time. Same thing. You have to take responsibility for yourself. You need to take personal responsibility. You don't believe in taking personal responsibility. You got to take personal responsibility. Now we got this scandal, and are they taking personal responsibility? Is Hastert taking personal responsibility? Is Boehner taking personal responsibility? No, Boehner's pointing at Hastert. Hastert's pointing at the Democrats, and he's pointing at ABC, and he's pointing at God knows where. Limbaugh is out there claiming, oh, maybe it's a prank. That's what it is. It must be a prank. Drudge is saying the exact same thing. I mean, this is all over the place, right? So they're pointing at everybody else except themselves. Hey, how about this? If you are a conservative, if you are a moderate Republican, but if you consider yourself to be a conservative, here's a clue. Here's a clue. Don't call me, and don't go to your liberal friends or your progressive friends. Don't go to them and say, well, you need to take personal responsibility. Call Dennis Hastert's office. Call John Boehner's office. Call Tom Reynolds' office. Send Matt Drudge an email. Send Limbaugh an email. You have to take personal responsibility. Take responsibility for the screw-up that you made. Take your own personal responsibility and stop pointing fingers at other people. Am I wound up this morning or am I wound up? I'm wound up. I'm Jay Marvin. This is Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer, the voice of reason.
That is something I've said repeatedly from this podium, and it seems not to sink in. Why?
On the radio. Hey, Jerry's talking to you.
You can talk back.
Talk back. By calling 877-345-3779. That's 877-34-JERRY. Springer. On the radio.
M760, Progressive Talk, The Al Franken Show.
Next time on The Al Franken Show, I'm taking the show to the University of Minnesota campus in Morris, Minnesota, where I'll talk to Congressman Colin Peterson, play Wait, Wait, Don't Lie to Me with special guest judge Paul Glasrus, and visit the Hockey Hall of Fame, which I'm assuming has to be somewhere in the vicinity. I mean, come on, it's Minnesota. See you in Morris. On the next Franken.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler reminds listeners that during her lifetime, one of every seven women in the United States is at risk of developing breast cancer. For information about early detection and treatment options, consult your health professional or visit nbcam.org. This is from the dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler on Arapaho Road in Centennial. For appointments, call 798-2305. They're making a difference for breast cancer awareness. That's the dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler.
We're talking to Susan Sumner about a product that can help you lose 10 pounds in just a month. And it's free? Is this for real?
Totally real.
And it works?
Completely. I know someone who lost 50 pounds using it.
Really?
I've tried it. I use it too. It's called DexL10. DexL10 banishes appetite, so you'll eat less without feeling hungry.
So you lose weight.
Exactly.
What about exercise?
No need to.
Yeah?
You just take DexL10. You'll eat less and the weight comes off. DexL10 is clinically proven.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And if you call them in the next 15 minutes, you can find out how to get a 30-day supply absolutely free.
All right, so to find out how to get your free bottle of DexL10, call in the next 15 minutes. Here's the number, 1-800-900-0340. 1-800-900-0340. Once more, 1-800-900-0340.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. 1-877-345-3779. Open phones. Anything you want to talk about? Let's go to Lisa in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky. Lisa, hi. You're on.
Hi, Jay. You know, I actually am a registered Republican. I have been my whole life. And in the last 6 years, I have been so disillusioned. I feel like this group of lobby-loving Republicans has taken over the party, and they've completely ruined every tenet it stands for. They've taken the tenets of smaller government, less interference in people's lives, and turned it into, I want to know if you have an abortion, I want to know if you are gay, and if you want to be with somebody committed for life, I want to know if your family member has a serious brain injury, whether everybody in the nation should be involved in the decision whether to take them off life support. I want to know if you've got money to give me, well, then I want to know what you want to do with our government. But if you don't have money to give, if you aren't going to be a big, big lobbyist like Abramoff, then I don't care anything about you. If you're a child that is a page in this government, I don't care if somebody abuses you as long as, you know, you aren't a contributor. And they've ruined the whole party. They've taken it and said, we'll be conservative Christian. Oh, but not really. And it's ridiculous. I can't be a Republican anymore. I'm a moderate person. But I thought the Republican Party was supposed to be about smaller government and less interference and less taxes, but less spending. Now they said, well, we'll do less taxes for the rich people and everybody else, but also we'll increase spending tenfold. It's insane.
Well, there's a lot of people out there who feel as you do, and I think what you ought to do is change your party affiliation. There are going to be people in the Democratic Party who you're not going to agree with, who you are might find some common ground, but there may be some areas that you don't agree with them on. But here's the thing. You can change your party affiliation. You can vote Democratic. You can vote for a change. And plus, you can get involved in the Democratic Party. You can identify with those candidates and those people out there who feel as you do, and lend your input into the big gigantic stew pot. I said this earlier in the morning, between 6 and 7. If you think about this, this is really true. You know, we progressives and liberals, Lisa, we argue about everything, okay? But there's room at least for you to be who you are, which is opposed to the other side, which has sold out all of their values and are pleasing their corporate friends and the authoritarian religious right and leaving people like you in the dark. Come aboard. We welcome you. We want you. And we love you. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. And that's true. If you're moderate, if you're an independent, come join us. We got room for you. We can all get in, and we may have disagreements, but one of the wonderful things about us is we fight, and we fight out in the open. And if you're in the GOP, well, you got to toe the line, you got to be quiet, you got to go along, and plus, what they once were is not what they are now. They've sold you out, and they've sold themselves out. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
This is Springer on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Attention men. You know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. There's more sadness today in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania. One family is burying a fifth Amish girl killed in this week's school shooting. WHPTV's Melissa Medalli tells us another family is preparing for the death of a seriously wounded girl.
The Lancaster County Coroner, Gary Kirshner, has told us that one of the survivors has been taken off life support and is being brought home to die.
At the request of Amish leaders, a fund has been set up to help the widow and three children gunman Charles Roberts left behind when he committed suicide. A Wisconsin state legislator is proposing a bill that would let teachers carry guns. He says that would stop school shootings. Stan Johnson with the state teachers union wants no part of that.
Arming teachers, arming principals is not the solution to what goes on.
A school principal in Cazenovia, Wisconsin, was gunned down last Friday. Unemployment fell a tenth of a point last month to 4.6%, but not because businesses were in a hurry to hire new workers. They added only 51,000 new jobs.
One of the big problems is the continued decline in manufacturing. And the other one, which has popped up this year, is the decline in retail trade employment. Retailers just aren't hiring people anymore.
Economist David Wee says the figures show the Federal Reserve may have raised interest rates too high. An ugly chlorine cloud is keeping thousands of people out of their homes in a Raleigh, North Carolina suburb where a chemical waste plant went up in flames overnight.
This is Jim Crusoe in Apex, North Carolina. Air quality experts are telling us here that the rain that's been falling is a good thing. It's actually dissipating the toxic cloud, cleansing the air. Meanwhile, hazardous materials crews are approaching the fire site to begin an assessment as firemen try to figure out what they're dealing with.
10 police officers and firefighters and 8 civilians have been taken to the hospital with breathing problems. The White House says the Environmental Protection Agency is sending personnel, including toxic pollution specialists, to the explosion site. 2 planes on 1 runway, too close for comfort. KNX Radio's Ron Kilgore tells us it happened last Saturday at Los Angeles International Airport.
The San Antonio-bound SkyWest passenger jet was about to lift off when a Gulfstream business jet crossed in front, forcing the pilot to slam on his brakes, coming to a stop less than 100 feet away. The incident considered to be the most serious close call at LAX in the past several years.
Drinking a low-cal cocktail could come with a nasty surprise, CBS's Jim Shenaby explains.
Trying to cut calories so you drink your booze with a diet mixer? You may get drunker as a result. Researchers reporting in the American Journal of Medicine say that so-called diet mixers pass through the stomach more rapidly, and as a result make blood alcohol levels spike particularly high. In fact, drinks mixed with low or no-cal mixers went to the brain about twice as fast and at least twice the concentration of alcohol in the blood.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down 50 points, NASDAQ's down 13. This is CBS News.
Thanks, Corey. We did have a couple of issues southbound 25 between 38th and Broadway that really clogged up the drive past downtown. Both were fairly minor, though, so we should start to see that shake loose of these delays soon. In Aurora, still doing well, but we had a wreck southbound 225 near Colfax. That sits off in the median. Had the typical slowdowns now on the northbound side as folks slow to take a look. Out of town, a car hit an elk, unfortunately, 285 at Conifer, so expect delays there. Weather today, variable clouds, breezy and warm, locally windy, 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild, 51, currently 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. A suspect's been arrested in connection with the murder of a woman in Edgewater. Police say 26-year-old Eduardo Espinoza Martinez turned himself in yesterday. Investigators believe he shot 22-year-old Amanda Jean Duran Wednesday night, while she was at the door of a home on Otis Street asking for help. Police say Espinoza Martinez then fled the scene. A neighbor says the pair were in the process of breaking up from a relationship. They're on their way down. Gas prices in Colorado still higher than the national average. The average price of the pumps in the state about 20 cents higher than the rest of the country.
We're seeing some residual effects from a diesel fuel shortage that was felt in Colorado the past few months. That affected the unleaded production, where they concentrated more on diesel.
AAA's Eric Escudero says the price of the pump about $2.53 a gallon here, average $2.30 across the country. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez.
Save now, save later with Orbitz. Go to Orbitz.com, and when you save now on select trips in 2006, you can save even more on select trips in early 2007. Only when you Orbitz and go. See site for terms and conditions.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly. You want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868, and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High Tech Import in Lakewood.
Top three reasons I'm redoing my kitchen. Number three, my countertop is starting to look an awful lot like my cutting board. Number two, my family's grown, but the space in my fridge hasn't. And number one, while my budget's getting ready for my new kitchen, I'll already be cooking in it.
Right now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card on purchases store-wide. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through October 9th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Scanning the blogosphere.
The first attempt is going to be to pull it out. We don't expect that to take a lot of force. If it seems to be taking a lot of force, then we're going to look at cutting it off.
This is the Springer on the Radio Blog Report.
6 minutes after the hour, Jay Marvin. In for Jerry Springer, Springer on the Radio. Now it's time for my main man, Gene Galvin, who is the senior editor of SpringerOnTheRadio.com.
He's the most amazing man in the entire world.
That's exactly right. Gene, what do you got?
Hey, Jay, how you doing? Well, there are several theories about how the initial emails and instant messages got to the lead journalist over at ABC News on the Mark Foley story. One of them is that a website called StopSexPredators.blogspot.com is behind the story.
I don't care about a bunch of sausages running around the field.
And that it's a group of gays who were angry that Foley, who came out as a gay man just this week because of the scandal, was hiding his homosexuality for years.
Call me if you're gay.
Yesterday, in response to questions about their site being in the center of this and about their assumed agenda, they ripped the FBI on their site and politicians for not acting on the same information that the agency had and the politicians had for probably up to a year. For Foley scandal junkies, this site, stopsexpredators.blogspot.com, has to be on your daily read list these days. Now, that's the Beatles doing one of their early songs, I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Oh, yes.
No politics, no signs or drug-induced hallucinations, just simple guitar riffs and pure vocal harmonies. Now, as Jay mentioned yesterday, there's a new Beatles mix coming out in November, produced from original masters by the fifth Beatle, George Martin, the 1999 inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame up there in Cleveland, and the production genius who brought the Fab Four infamy. The CD, which will be called Love, is actually the soundtrack for the Las Vegas show about the Beatles soon to open at the Mirage.
And you know who I'm talking about, too.
Check out this story and more news about the Beatles at antimusic.com. Hey, now, here's a political commercial out of Ohio's 1st Congressional District in which we're interested in hiring one of the voices. Listen to this.
I'm John Cranley, and I approve this message.
Hello, this is Congressman Steve Shabbat. If you would like to leave a message, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Shabby, W here. Wanted to thank you for voting for my agenda 92% of the time. Appreciate you supporting my plan to privatize Social Security. Loved your vote for those oil company tax breaks. And thanks for not asking any pesky questions about Iraq. Steve, I know I can always count on you. Gotta go. Bye now.
That's the spot for Democrat John Cranley.
Wait a minute, Buster.
Who's running a very competitive race for Congress there in the Cincinnati area, and he could be one of our pickups to take over the House, and not a day too soon. But we really like that George Bush voice. If you did it, give us a call. By the way, the answering machine voice really is the incumbent Republican. That's a very clever commercial. Okay, if I had a horse and a colonial hat, I'd get them both and hit the road sounding the alarm for freedom. I'm talking about the Internet. Go to SaveTheInternet.com and join the battle to beat back the blue suits who want to change the information highway to something more like cable television, where they can make their money from both your monthly Internet fee and then drive you to preferred sites where they get a kickback. The Republican Congress is behind this push to abandon so-called network neutrality, and if we lose that, we lose our Internet First Amendment. This is a fight being waged on our side by a ragtag force armed with things like YouTube, MySpace, Netroots, and now Springer on the radio.
I know a lot of dumb people.
.com. It's time to engage. For the Blog Report, I'm Gene Galvin, and thank you, Jay Marvin, for great shows this week, and I hope to work with you again down the line.
Well, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you for the Beatles stuff, too. And John Turk, my producer, doesn't like early Beatles, but I love early Beatles, and I can't wait for that Love CD to come out. And people who have seen that show in Vegas say it is marvelous.
Yep. And I like the Beatles stuff straight on through, front to back. But, you know, it's just a taste deal. It's generational.
I was going to say, let's go to Vegas and go see the Love Show. You're an important man. You can get us in.
Oh, yeah. I'll get Springer to hook us up.
Well, why can't he? Why can't Jerry hook us up?
Why can't he? I agree with that.
I mean, come on, Gene.
You want to know something? Jerry Springer is such a good guy. If I dropped a dime right now and said, me and Jay Marvin want to catch this show at Vegas, we're with our spouses, too. Let's fatten it up here.
Yeah.
Springer would just say,
I'm trapped in the body of the opposite gender.
He would do it. He would just do it.
I'm sensitive, therefore I'm a woman. I like to shop, I'm a woman. I like to play with dolls, I'm a woman.
That's the kind of guy he is, Jay.
All right, Gene. Thank you, Gene. It's great working with you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Likewise.
Okay, now, I've never said this. I've never said this on a syndicated radio show before, but I'm going to say it now. Affiliates, we're going to break early. Here's the reason. You know why we're going to do this? Because we're going to play Oberman's commentary from last night in its full entirety. If you missed it on Countdown, we're going to play it again for you, courtesy of MSNBC, Jay Marvin, Springer, on the radio.
We promise Jerry won't steal your comments and ideas from your emails.
Much.
Jerry@springeronTheRadio.com. It's worth it. Keep trying. 877-345-3779 is 877-34-JERRY. Springer, on the radio.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Progressive Talk. AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we have major delays now along westbound C-470, now just after I-25. Had a police problem and a crime scene with a vehicle there. It's causing some major gridlock now back to those ramps. Only the left lane open. You want to move right to get around this. No let-up along southbound 25 for your ride in the north between 120th and I-70. Doing a bit better past downtown, although we had a couple of problems between 38th and Broadway that had slowed that down significantly. Your Aurora Drive hampered both north and southbound from a crash off the highway. It sits in the median southbound 225 near Colfax. We have usual jams now eastbound 6th Avenue at Federal, and as well as down south, the eastbound lanes of C-470 at I-25. Weather today, variable clouds, breezy and warm, locally windy, high of 82, currently 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 20 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating location. Right store, right price.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy. This is Representative Angie Piccioni. Marilyn lies and lies about my record. Marilyn, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You and your campaign know good and well I have paid back every single dime of my Colorado student loan. Every single dime. Marilyn, you are talking about a grocery bill and a Pizza Hut order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Jay Marvin, filling in for Jerry Springer. On the radio. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Springer, Springer on the radio. Keith Olbermann, last night, Countdown, MSNBC. You don't watch this show? Check it out. You should watch it. Here's Olbermann's commentary about George Bush on the campaign trail. Check this out.
Well, the leadership in Congress has self-destructed over the revelations of an unmatched and unrelieved march through a cesspool. While the leadership inside the White House has self-destructed over the revelations of a book with a glowing red cover, the President of the United States, unbowed, undeterred, and unconnected to reality, has continued his extraordinary trek through our country, rooting out the enemies of freedom, the Democrats. Yesterday, at a fundraiser for an Arizona congressman, Mr. Bush claimed, quote, 177 of the opposition party said, you know, we don't think we ought to be listening to the conversations of terrorists. The hell they did. 177 Democrats opposed the president's seizure of yet another part of the Constitution. Not even the White House press office could actually name a single Democrat who had ever said the government shouldn't be listening to the conversation of terrorists. President Bush hears what he wants. Tuesday, at another fundraiser in California, he had said that Democrats take a law enforcement approach to terrorism. That means America will wait until we're attacked again before we respond. Mr. Bush fabricated that, too, and evidently he has begun to fancy himself as a mind reader. If you listen closely to some of the leaders of the Democratic Party, the president said at yet another fundraiser Monday in Nevada, it sounds like they think the best way to protect the American people is wait until we're attacked again. The president does not just hear what he wants. He hears things that only he can hear. It defies belief that this president and his administration could continue to find new, unexplored political gutters into which they can wallow. Yet they do. It is startling enough that such things could be said out loud by any president at any time in this nation's history. Rhetorically, this is about an inch short of Mr. Bush accusing Democratic leaders, Democrats, the majority of Americans who disagree with his policies, of treason. But it is the context that truly makes the head spin. Just 25 days ago, on the fifth anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, this same man spoke to this nation and insisted, quote, "We must put aside our differences and work together to meet the test that history has given us." Mr. Bush, this is a test you have already failed. If your commitment to put aside differences and work together is replaced in the span of merely 3 weeks by claiming your political opponents prefer to wait to see this country attacked again and by spewing fabrications about what they have said, then the questions your critics need to be asking are no longer about your policies. They are instead solemn and even terrible questions about your fitness to fulfill the responsibilities of your office. No Democrat, sir, has ever said anything approaching the suggestion that the best means of self-defense is to wait until we're attacked again. No critic, no commentator, no reluctant Republican in the Senate has ever said anything that any responsible person could even have exaggerated into the slander you spoke in Nevada on Monday night, nor the slander you spoke in California on Tuesday, nor the slander you spoke in Arizona on Wednesday, nor whatever is next. You have dishonored your party, sir. You have dishonored your supporters. You have dishonored yourself. But tonight the stark question we must face is why? Why has the ferocity of your venom against the Democrats now exceeded the ferocity of your venom against the terrorists? Why have you chosen to go down in history as the president who made things up? In less than 1 month, you have gone from a flawed call to unity to this clarion call to hatred of Americans by Americans. If this is not the simply the most shameless example of the rhetorical political hackery, then it would have to be the cry of a leader crumbling under the weight of his own lies. We have, of course, survived all manner of political hackery. Of every shape, size, and party, we will have to suffer it for as long as the Republic stands. But the premise of a president who comes across as a compulsive liar is nothing less than terrifying. A president who, since 9/11, will not listen, is not listening, and thanks to Bob Woodward's most recent account, evidently has never listened. A president who, since 9/11, so hates or fears other Americans that he accuses them of advocating deliberate inaction in the face of the enemy. A president who, since 9/11, has savaged the very freedoms he claims to be protecting from attack. Attack by terrorists, or by Democrats, or by both. It's now impossible to find a consistent thread of logic as to who Mr. Bush believes the enemy truly is. But if we know one thing for certain about President Bush, it is this. This president, in his bullying of the Senate last month, in his slandering of the Democrats this month, has shown us that he believes whoever the enemy actually are, they are hiding themselves inside a dangerous cloak called the Constitution of the United States of America. How often do we find priceless truth in the unlikeliest of places? I tonight quote not Jefferson nor Voltaire, but Cigar Aficionado magazine. On September 11, 2003, the editor of that publication interviewed General Tommy Franks, at that point just retired from his post as Commander-in-Chief of U.S. Central Command, of CENTCOM. And amid his quaint defenses of the then-nagging absence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and the continuing freedom of Osama bin Laden, General Franks said some of the most profound words of this generation. He spoke of the worst thing that can happen to this country. First, quoting, "A massive casualty-producing event somewhere in the Western world. It may be in the United States of America." Then the general continued, "The Western world, the free world, loses what it cherishes most, and that is freedom and liberty we've seen for a couple of hundred years in this grand experiment that we call democracy. It was this super patriotic warrior's fear that we would lose that most cherished liberty because of another attack, one," again quoting General Franks, "that causes our population to question our own constitution and to begin to militarize our country in order to avoid a repeat of another mass casualty-producing event, which in fact then begins to potentially unravel the fabric of our Constitution. And here we are, the fabric of our Constitution being unraveled anyway, habeas corpus neutered, The rights of self-defense now as malleable and impermanent as clay. A president stifling all critics by every means available, and when he runs out of those, by simply lying about what they said or felt. And all this even without the dreaded attack. General Franks, like all of us, loves this country and believes not just in its values, but in its continuity. He has been trained to look for threats to that continuity from without. He has, perhaps, been as naive as the rest of us in failing to keep close enough vigil on the threats to that continuity from within. Secretary of State Rice first cannot remember urgent cautionary meetings with counterterrorism officials before 9/11. Then, within hours of that lie, her spokesman confirms the meetings in question. Then she dismisses those meetings as nothing new, yet insists she wanted the same cautions expressed to Secretaries Ashcroft and Rumsfeld. Mr. Rumsfeld, meantime, has been unable to accept the most logical and simple influence of the most noble and neutral of advisers. He and his employer insist they rely on the generals in the field, but dozens of those generals have now come forward to say how their words, their experiences, have been ignored. And, of course, inherent in the Pentagon's war-making functions is the regulation of presidential war lust. Enacting that regulation should include everything up to symbolically wrestling the chief executive to the floor, if necessary. Yet, and it is Pentagon transcripts that now tell us this, evidently Mr. Rumsfeld's strongest check on Mr. Bush's ambitions was to get someone to excise the phrase "mission accomplished" out of the infamous Air Force carrier speech of May 1, 2003. Even while the same empty words hung on a banner over the president's shoulder. And the vice president, he is a chilling figure, still unable, it seems, to accept the conclusions of his own party's leaders in the Senate that the foundations of his public positions are made out of sand. There were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, but he still says so. There was no link between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda, but he still says so. And thus gripping firmly these figments of his own imagination, Mr. Cheney lives on in defiance and spreads around him and before him darkness like some contagion of fear. They are never wrong and they never regret. Admirable in a French torch singer, cataclysmic in an American leader. Thus the sickening attempt to blame the Foley scandal on the negligence of others or the Clinton era, even though the Foley scandal began before the Lewinsky scandal. Thus, last month's enraged attacks on this administration's predecessors about Osama bin Laden, a projection of their own negligence in the immediate months before 9/11. Thus, the terrifying attempt to hamstring the fundament of our freedom, the Constitution, a triumph for Al-Qaeda, one the terrorists could not hope to achieve on their own with 100 9/11s. And thus, worst of all, perhaps, these newest lies by President Bush about Democrats choosing to await another attack and not listen to the conversations of terrorists. It is the terror and the guilt within your own heart, Mr. Bush, that you redirect at others who simply wish for you to temper your certainty with counsel. It is the failure and the incompetence within your own memory, Mr. Bush, that leads you to demonize those who might merely quote to you the pleadings of Oliver Cromwell. I beseech you, in the bowels of Christ, think it possible you may be mistaken. It is not the Democrats whose inaction in the face of the enemy you fear, sir. It is your own before 9/11, and you alone know this, perhaps afterwards. Mr. President, these new lies go to the heart of what it is that you truly wish to preserve. It is not our freedom, nor our country. Your actions against the Constitution give irrefutable proof of that. You want to preserve one political party's power, and obviously you will sell this country out to do it. These are lies about the Democrats, piled atop lies about Iraq, piled atop lies about your preparations for Al-Qaeda. To you, perhaps, they feel like the weight of a million centuries, as crushing, as immovable. But they are not. If you add more lies to them, you cannot free yourself and us from them. But if you stop fabricating quotes and stop building straw men, and stop inspiring those around you to do the same, you may yet liberate yourself and this nation. Please, sir, do not throw this country's principles away because your lies have made it such that you can no longer differentiate between the terrorists and the critics. Good night and good luck.
That was Keith Olbermann from last night's countdown. Thank you to MSNBC for that. And I think he says it all. I really think he says it all there about this administration and the state of this country. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Jerry Springer, and we're going to find out about the fact that, hey, he's going on to another week of Dancing with the Stars, even though he expected to be voted off, and he said that when we talked to him last time. So we'll ask him what dance he's planning to do and about his experience and how he felt when it turned out that all of us went to ABC.com and he got another round. Maybe he's just a more talented dancer than he thinks he is. Anyway, we'll talk to Jerry, and we'll take more of your calls at 1-877-345-3779. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. And I'm glad to be here. Last day of doing it. Thank you to Jerry and to the gang for allowing me to. This is Springer on the Radio.
Email Jerry at SpringerOnTheRadio.com.
Jerry
Springer on the Radio.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Right now, I-25 northbound is getting through just fine, but we do have some delays at the ramps, and I think this is one of the reasons for the closure of the southbound lanes. Again, southbound I-25 looks like it's closed at Dry Creek. You'll be detoured off the freeway to avoid this problem, westbound C-470 right at the interstate. Weather today, variable clouds, breezy and warm, locally windy, 82, currently 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
At your Chrysler dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now, during the 2006 model year in clearance, get 0% APR long-term financing on 2006 Chrysler Town & Country and Pacifica. Hurry to your Chrysler dealer. This offer ends soon.
Join Bill Winter on Monday, October 9th, as he and Senator Russ Feingold come together for a town hall meeting and rally. The event will begin at 10:30 a.m. at the Oriental Theater in Denver. Stay after the Q&A with Bill and Senator Feingold for music and socializing. This event is free and open to the public. Bring your questions, bring your friends, but don't miss this rare opportunity to meet with Senator Russ Feingold. Visit winterforcongress.com for more information.
I'm Bill Winter, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll give you a free video demonstration so you can see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call now for your free video demonstration to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-2909. That's 1-800-900-2909. 1-800-900-2909.
How long are you going to wait to finally do something about your debt?
No big deal. I can fix this.
How many collection calls will it take?
I'm making minimum payments most of the time.
When are you going to admit you need a little help?
Everyone should have some debt, right?
Wrong. It's time for you to get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. With one easy phone call, you can find out how soon you can be free from debt. Just call 1-800-400-8131. Provider and licensing details are available. Are you behind in paying bills? Have you received even one collection call? Maybe contemplated bankruptcy? Hey, it's okay to admit you got in a little over your head. You don't have to do it on your own.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of help.
Pick up the phone and call for your consultation and debt analysis, and find out how soon you can be free from debt. Call 1-800-400-8131. That's 1-800-400-8131.
The odds of a child being in a Broadway show? 1 in 11,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 166. To learn the signs, go to AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets.
Not a Progressive member?
Register now and get more information on AM760.net. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM760.
Progressive Talk.
Hey, you can join our conversation at 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779.
Hi there, stud. This is Mark. Good to see you're still online.
Hey, man, I thought you were still in rehab.
I'm allowed one online chat per day, and I chose you. Does that make you hot?
Look, I really can't stay on very long.
Just let me get some closure with you for old time's sake, okay?
Well, okay. What do you want to say?
You were 16, now they say 18. You brought me to the brink. I like a page when he's underage with blue eyes and cheeks so pink.
I was 16, now they say 18. You said I look real fine.
Well, you do.
Preaching about sex while checking my texts and playing with me online.
I put the blame on alcohol for choosing boys, not men.
Don't treat me like your Barbie doll.
To me, you're more like Ken.
Thanks. You need someone older and legal sharing your fantasy.
I am 52, looking at 8 to 10. I'm sure you'll wait for me.
Yeah, right. You can bet on that.
Oh, gambling. That's a great idea. I'll add that to the alcohol and being molested.
I was 16, sort of looked 19, paging here on the hill.
Making me sin, he's just like Lewinsky's, not having sex with Bill.
She was 22.
You were 16, now they say 18, your looks can't be ignored.
Stepped out of line, you had to resign, and ran off to Betty Ford.
Just in time. I make excuses for my shame, my church, my priest, my booze.
You're a victim.
Parents, relations, all to blame. They just told me their truth.
Mazel tov. I'm sure someday you'll be on Oprah sharing just how you feel.
I'll be 53 going on millions
thanks to your film and book deal. So, anybody there with you in rehab I might know?
Well, Robin Williams, Mel Gibson, George Bush.
George Bush?
Just kidding. Say, what are you wearing right now?
Jerry Springer on the radio.
35 after the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. This show originating from AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Denver Boulder area. And you can instant message me or send me an email at am760.net. 1-877-345-3779. And we'd hope to have Jerry Springer on, but Jerry is AWOL. We can't get him. So we'll just take your calls. And it's open phones. It's Friday. So you can talk about anything you want to talk about. Coming up after 9 o'clock, the next governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Ritter. And we'll talk about the nastiness of the campaign here. And also, we'll get into his feelings, and we'll talk to him about how he thinks that Democrats will do in November, both here in the state of Colorado and also around the country. And if you're listening in another city, you haven't met this guy and haven't heard from him, and he's a definite rising star inside the Democratic Party. 1-877-345-3779, and I got a bunch of open lines. Let's go to Esther in Chicago. Esther, hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay. Loved you when you were on in Chicago, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. A couple of callers ago, you spoke about the president's level of self-assuredness, and you said he has so much self-assurance, that's why he doesn't listen to anybody. And I disagree with you. I think people who are self-assured have the ability to listen to other people and digest those thoughts. I think someone who is fearful and afraid that he's making mistakes and he's going to screw up again are those who don't want to hear other people's opinions.
Yeah, that very well could be. But he has but he has this kind of arrogance and kind of messianic vision that that he knows what he's doing, that he's sure about this, that there's something wrong with you or anybody else who questions him. He comes across like a father figure, and he's not.
I don't think he's anybody's father figure. But I really believe that people who are that arrogant are inside scared.
Yeah, could be. Could be. You could be very right about that.
That's it. But thank you for listening.
Well, thanks a bunch, and it's good to hear your voice, and hope to hear from you again. All right, let's go to Elaine in Chicago. Elaine, hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Elaine, how are you?
I'm okay. The reason I called was about Operation Helmet. Are you familiar with that?
I've heard about it, but I don't know a lot about it.
Well, I guess they raise money to send liners for helmets to
right.
the troops and
right.
To prevent brain injury. And I was just calling to ask your readers if they would donate.
Sure. Elaine, where do we go? What website?
It's Operation-Helmet, and I think it's .org.
All right, I'm just writing this down. All right, give it out one more time.
Oh, sure. Operation-Helmet, and I think it's .org.
Okay, well, you can always Google Operation-Helmet, too, and it'll probably come up.
And that was all I called about.
Well, you know what? It's a good thing to call about. I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day. Have a good weekend,
bye.
Too. 1-877-345-3779. And it is the weekend, too. I don't want to leave that out, right? Hope you got good plans for the weekend. I don't know how it is where you are, but here in the Denver-Boulder area and in the state of Colorado, it's going to be fairly warm today. As a matter of fact, it's going to be warmer here than it will be in Las Vegas. Let's go to Evan in Chicago. Evan, hi, you're on.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
This show is tremendous. Keith Olbermann, it should be the Democratic spokesman.
I agree.
I have listened to him forever, since he's been on MSNBC and before that. But my question is this. In the Democratic Party, there are people there, and Russ Feingold, who's tremendous. I support him tremendously. Why aren't they speaking like Keith? Shouldn't they be saying, he's a tremendous orator, and what he says is true and is strong, and he says it with conviction. And I have not heard in such a long time, and even from this great state of Illinois with two great Democratic senators, they're not loud enough. And Keith is.
My answer to that is when you're in the media and you're a quote-unquote commentator, you've got a little bit more license than if you're in elected office. That's number one. And then the other thing is there are Democrats that are talking very, very strong. They just don't get media coverage. One of the guys who does it, and he does it all the time, and he does it late in the evening, and it appears on C-SPAN, and I've had him on the air here with me, is Congressman Tim Ryan. Google him. I mean, he's pretty damn strong. And there are Democrats out there that are talking strong. But we're stuck with a problem. And the problem we're stuck with is when you're in the minority party, it is very hard a lot of the time to get coverage. It's very hard a lot of the time to get your message through. And we don't get an equal share of time either by our elected officials or also by strategists and commentators. We don't get equal time in the media, so it's very, very hard to get that through. Evan, I got to run. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Good question, good call. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Don't forget the next governor of the state of Colorado coming up after 9. More of your calls, 1-877-345-3779. Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I burn everything I've got.
On the radio.
Call us now.
877-345-3779. 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the...
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
Traffic gridlocked towards C-470. Of course, we had that police crime scene, C-470 westbound, just after I-25. We've had a shooting there. they have that all cordoned off. Eastbound lanes are seeing major delays as well. So this entire area is just a good place to avoid if you can completely. Weather today, variable clouds, breezy and warm, locally windy, high of 82, right now 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At your Jeep dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now, during the 2006 model year-end clearance, get 0% APR long-term financing on the entire 2006 Jeep lineup. Hurry to your Jeep dealer. This offer ends soon.
AM 760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Bauhaus Doggy Daycare, Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on for Jerry Springer, Springer on the radio, and Jerry will be back, I think, on Monday, or somebody will be, but it won't be me. I can't do this 2 weeks in a row. They won't let me. But it's a pleasure to be able to spend time with you. 1-877-345-3779. Michael in Denver. Michael, hi, you're on.
How you doing, Jerry?
Hey, Michael, how are you?
How you doing, Jay? I'm good. Yeah, I wanted to echo what this guy had said earlier about Olbermann. I think the guy's got a lot of nuts, man. It's good to see him speak the way he does. And he's right on the money with his attacks on Bush.
Oh, I think so, 100%.
You know, it's good to see at least one station carrying that kind of commentary, because it's important. People need to know. And people need to be emboldened by Olbermann, and you know, we need to go on the attack. You know, the entire Republican Party's drunk with power right now, and they need to be smacked down. As far as I'm concerned, they've lost touch with the majority of the country, and it's out of control. You know, it's to the point where, you know, something major needs to happen. To get these people out of party, because they're running our country into the ground.
I couldn't agree. I couldn't agree more. Trouble is, if you ever go look at the talking head shows, what they'll do is they'll put on two conservatives or a journalist, or they'll put on one progressive and two conservatives.
Yeah.
So it's very, very hard to get our message out at times.
It is.
And that's the big problem. Like, for instance, one of the guys who I really like, he's not liked by the blogosphere, and you can make a case that he runs bad campaigns because he's lost a lot of them, but at least he'll get up there and do battle, is Bob Schrum. Bob Schrum is hated by the blogosphere, But Bob Schrum will at least stick it in Pat Buchanan's face when he's on Hardball. I don't like Chris Matthews. I think Chris Matthews is full of it, and I think he's definitely prejudiced against liberals and progressives. But Schrum's a guy who will get on there. He'll mix it up. Kristen Powers is another person who's on Fox. We've had her on here before. She'll get on and mix it up. But you're right. We don't get the kind of exposure that they get, and we don't take it to them like we should.
Yeah, no, we don't. But, and you know, the thing that amazes me is that more Republicans and more conservatives, and I'm talking about the true conservatives, the people that are in this part, in that party because of what the party started out to be, you know, years and years ago, and what the party stood for years and years ago. It amazes me that those people haven't seen the fascist trend that's taking place in that party, and the trend that's permeated our media, it's permeated, you know, our government. I mean, we're being run by big business. The media is being run by big business and corporations, and these people are all in it together. And anybody who's a true conservative who doesn't see that, it's amazing to me how they can blind themselves to the truth.
Well, more and more of them, though, are beginning to see it. I mean, there is an element of conservatives out there who are beginning to speak up more and more, and they are disillusioned, and they believe that the party has lost its way, and they openly say that they're trying to figure out a way to grab it back again. So there's dissension inside the Republican Party. And Sidney Blumenthal, who's got a new book out about the way Bush rules and about the radical elements of the GOP, he's predicted publicly on a number of occasions that they're headed for a huge crack-up.
Yeah, I think they are. I'm doing my part to talk to, you know, people that I know that are conservatives and that are in the Republican Party. And just to let them know that, look, if you think about this in purely logical sense, and if you approach it from the standpoint of what your party originally stood for, you've got to really start to question what Cheney and Bush and Rice and all of these people have been doing, and what the Congress has been doing for the last 4 years, at the very least. You've got to question it if you're true to your own party. I'm hoping that the trend is going to start to move that way. I've got a question for you, though, about, and you might not be able to answer this for me, on the contest that's taking place for on AM 760.
Yeah.
I've been going to the website to try to get the details, and I may have already missed the deadline.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. The deadline's, no, you haven't, because we realize that at times and this is no knock on the mail, but at times it can be slow because we've got such a volume of mail coming into this building for all the different radio stations. So it's been extended a week. You've got plenty of time.
Okay, because I went to the website a couple of times, and when you click on the link for the details of the contest,
right,
on the AM60.net website, it actually goes to your events calendar. And I tried it on several different computers, and it doesn't go to a details page of where to send your CD to and what the details are. It, you know, I from listening to you, I've heard that it's, you know, you've got to do a 10-minute demo tape or CD, and basically, you know, submit that, and then it goes into a pool with all the other submissions. But the details page on the website, I can't get it to come up on any of my computers.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. You got a pen?
I do.
Call 303-713-7600. Turk will explain it to you. We'll report it to the webmaster. And if you have any other further questions about it, don't hesitate to email me, okay?
Okay, thanks very much, because I'm going to put in a demo, and the entire platform, at least one segment of the show that I'm going to put together, is going to be about getting the Bush administration out and taking it a step further.
Do it, and call that number, and I got to run because I'm up against the clock. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Keep the emails coming. Jerry@springeronTheRadio.com. Less of you means more of Jerry. So call now, please. 877-345-3779 is 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Progressive Talk. Do you think you have what it takes to host your own show and become the next progressive radio star?
AM 760 wants to give you the opportunity to make that dream a reality. Send us your demo tape or CD, and you could walk away with $1,000 and the opportunity to battle it out at the national finals. The winner of the finals receives a one-year contract to host their own national syndicated weekend show. For more information on how to be America's newest progressive radio star, log on to AM760.net.
The Fricke Law Firm reminds, recent reports have shown teen drivers at greater risk for fatal accidents. In fact, more American teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way, over 5,000 per year. Caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. Because even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. This important message brought to you by the Fricke Law Firm. Call the Fricke Law Firm at 59 Legal, serving with fairness and integrity.
CompUSA Email Bank.
Ryan emails, Dear CompUSA, when's the best time to buy a laptop? Well, Ryan, anytime's a good time. But this Friday night is especially great because at our Moonlight Madness sale, you can get 20% off all laptops instantly. Find that and all kinds of other great deals this Friday night, 6 to 10 p.m. at CompUSA's Moonlight Madness. We got it. We get it.
Offer applies to unadvertised laptops, HP, Compaq, and Apple excluded. May not be combined with any other offer. See store for details.
Top three reasons I'm redoing my kitchen. Number three, my countertop is starting to look an awful lot like my cutting board. Number two, my family's grown, but the space in my fridge hasn't. And number one, while my budget's getting ready for my new kitchen, I'll already be cooking in it.
Right now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card on purchases store-wide. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through October 9th in U.S. only. See store for details.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High-Tech Import in Lakewood.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to DenverHomePrice.com. At DenverHomePrice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Past the hour, or 5 minutes to the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. And it's good to have you along. Coming up, the next governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Ritter, will be here. And we'll take more of your calls, too. We got a lot of stuff going on. Let's go to Rob in Chicago. Rob, hi, you're on. Hello, Rob. 3-2-1. Herb in Golden, Colorado. Herb, you're on.
Hello, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Herb. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yesterday at 52nd and Wadsworth, we had our peace rally. We opposed the war in Iraq, and every Saturday from 12 to 1 at 52nd and Wadsworth in Arvada, Colorado, there is this demonstration. Peaceful protests, usually 10 to 30 people. But yesterday, to honor the Day of Resistance, we invited a lot of people. I had the privilege of speaking to that group, and we had over 100 people. And we looked over across the street, and on top of Costco, we called Costco, and we said, there are people up on your roof. And they said, yes, it's the FBI, and they're looking at and taking pictures and films of the peace group across the street. And there were three FBI agents, one with a video camera, one with a huge lens, and the other with some microphones. And there we were on the grassy knoll across the street from the Costco depository, and the FBI was out there.
Yeah, that's shameful. You know, Herb, I'll make a suggestion to you. If I were you, I would call the ACLU. Call the ACLU. Why is peaceful protest such a threat to this government? I would definitely get on the horn to the ACLU. That is absolutely and completely wrong. It is absolutely and completely wrong. And we have a very vibrant chapter of the ACLU here in Colorado. So, Herb, we've got two chapters, or three chapters, as a matter of fact, Boulder, Denver, and Pueblo. So, get on the horn. All right, more of your calls coming up, and the next governor of Colorado, Bill Ritter, too. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
This is Springer on the radio.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Imagine if you could speed read.
It was a dark and stormy night as the stranger walked in total blackness down the deserted main street. His ragged duster hung limp and soaked around his lanky frame. The ground before him danced with hard, stinging raindrops. His shoulders had long since gone numb, and his face was buried beneath a broad black brim. This was the
time. Now you can read faster.
What they didn't know was that he had not come alone.
Because the secret to reading 1,000% faster is available on a free demo from Infinite Mind IQ. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of The Secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. It shows you the secret that helps you read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To try this demo absolutely free, call 1-800-800-7996. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-800-7996. 1-800-800-7996.
Top three reasons I'm redoing my kitchen. Number three, my countertop is starting to look an awful lot like my cutting board. Number two, my family's grown, but the space in my fridge hasn't. And number one, while my budget's getting ready for my new kitchen, I'll already be cooking in it.
Right now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card on purchases store-wide. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through October 9th in U.S. only. See store for details.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. It's still a dangerous situation in a Raleigh, North Carolina suburb. Thousands have been evacuated from near a burning hazardous waste plant. CBS's Jim Crisilla is there and joins us live. Jim, what's going on there now?
Steve, the fire is apparently still raging, and specially trained crews are cautiously approaching it to begin an assessment to figure out what's burning and how it should be extinguished. It's been raining here, and air quality experts say that's good. It's cleansing the air and helping to dissipate the toxic cloud that has prompted the evacuation of an estimated 17,000 people, Steve.
That's CBS's Jim Crisula live. In Memphis, a historic church that was built back in 1893 went up in flames. The fire so big it spread to other buildings three blocks away. Reports of a school lockdown about 2 hours north of Orlando in Florida's Marion County. It's because of a tip that said someone in the high school had a gun. Police are checking the report out. In Pennsylvania, Amish country, funeral today for the last of five girls killed in Monday's school massacre. Reporter Melissa Medley says one of the seriously injured children has apparently improved.
A sixth victim that we had originally heard was taken off life support sometime this week to come home to Lancaster County to die in her home here in this Amish community. We now have learned has made some kind of improvement, so much so that her doctors felt it necessary to then bring her back to the hospital.
Key testimony today in the case against seven U.S. Marines accused of killing an Iraqi civilian. Let's go live to CBS's Steve Futterman.
Well, Steve, today here at Camp Pendleton, we expect to hear a Navy corpsman detail what's been described as a brutal kidnapping and murder of a 52-year-old Iraqi man last April. The incident took place in the town of Hamdaniya. The Navy corpsman, Nelson Bacos, will point the finger at a number of Marines. This is all part of a plea bargain. Bacos was originally charged with the Marines. In exchange for his testimony, the murder charges are expected to be dropped. By the Camp Pendleton, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Outside Atlanta, a small plane crashed about an hour ago in a field in Georgia's Henry County. Authorities say three of the four people on board were killed. In Iraq, a Kurdish lawmaker was kidnapped and shot to death. His political party is blaming Shiite militias. The government says the economy created 51,000 jobs last month, not what the experts were hoping for.
People are getting a little bit nervous that this job market is slowing down a bit more than expected.
That's economist David Weiss. Despite the weak growth, the unemployment rate did fall just a bit to 4.6%. Well, plenty of women quench their thirst with a diet or regular cola every day. It might be wise to consider this.
What we found was that cola, but not other soft drinks, did affect bone mineral density in women.
And that means a greater risk for osteoporosis, says Dr. Catherine Tucker, who did the study at Tufts University. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 24 points, and the NASDAQ is off 8. This is CBS News.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. The former missing Marine, now Leatherneck on the run, Lance Herring, could pay over $30,000 in restitution once he's caught. Commander Phil West says Boulder County wants the money to pay for the time and equipment used for 5 days to search for the man who, it turns out, was never lost. And as for the story that Herring is afraid to return to his unit because seven other Marines in his company are up for murder charges in Iraq.
It's solely the story told by Mr. Powers.
Powers is the one who reported Herring missing in El Dorado Canyon. West says the Marine Corps and even Herring's family say the story's bogus. Problems at westbound C-470 just past 925. Gina, we'll have more coming up in traffic. Here's the problem. Police investigating a shooting and a subsequent chase. They don't know if anyone was hurt, but two people now in custody and a weapon also.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Want some free advice? Tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
760 Progressive Talk.
Stand by, everybody. And roll music. And go! Take it away! Hello? Is he in there? Huh. You know what? I don't think Jerry's coming. Who else we got?
Now, filling in for Jerry Springer, Jay Marvin on the radio.
6 minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. And we're waiting for the next governor of the state of Colorado to call us, Bill Winter. Although he's in transit to a meeting. Bill Ritter. Did I say Winter? I keep saying Winter and it's wrong. Bill Ritter. But he's in transit to a meeting. So there's some chance we may not hook up with him. And he's trying to crowbar time in for us because he's busy and we're getting towards the close to the end of the campaign. So meanwhile, and while we wait for Bill Ritter. See, I got it right that time to call in. I got somebody else to talk to who I was hoping to talk to about 30 minutes ago. And if he thought he was going to get away without getting cross-examined, he's dead wrong. Jerry Springer from Dancing with the Stars. Jerry, you made it through another week.
Yeah, what? There's no accounting for taste. What is going on? So we have one more week now. And I got to learn the samba. That's hopeless.
Oh, come on. You're so Mr. Negative. Like, when I had you on
before, I'm trying hard. I'm trying.
Well, when I had you on before, it's like, oh, well, I'm not going to make it. And I go, yeah, yes, you will. And look what happens. You did, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I did. And it was really a nice moment, actually. Personally, it was just a great moment. So I loved that. But this is the samba, and you have to shake your hips. And at my age, we don't shake hips. We replace them. So there is, this will be tough. I'm going to try. But you know what? Everyone I'm replacing now is a better dancer. So people are voting for a different reason. Maybe they like to laugh at old people or whatever.
Jerry, hang on a second. I'm going to park you in the phone zone. Let me go talk to Bill Ritter. Hang on.
Oh, sure. Go.
And then I'll come back to you.
Absolutely.
Okay. I got two stars on at one time.
No, take Bill.
All right. Hang on, Jerry, and we'll go to the next governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Ritter. Bill, hi, you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, I know you're busy, man. So we'll make this real quick. I wanted people around the country who listen to Jerry Springer to hear your voice, get to know you. Go to your website, see what you're all about. You're a fast rising star in the Democratic Party, and you're going to be the next governor of the state of Colorado. Let me ask you: this campaign's getting a little nasty. How much nastier do you think this is going to get?
Well, what we saw a couple weeks ago was a poll that had us with a significant double-digit lead, and you know, all of the people then who looked at that poll and then commented in the press that the only way they can close that gap is through a series of really harsh negative attacks. We've seen over the last couple of weeks those attacks. What we've also seen is that they haven't really gotten political traction. We expect that they'll keep coming, and that's just, you know, part of this. This is a bare-knuckle business, but we have this message out there about what this state can do in the way of living up to the promise of the state. You've heard me talk about this, Jay. You might think ad nauseum over the last 17 months, but it's what the people of this state need to hear. And it is sort of this message of hope. And we just think that this is a time in our country where, first of all, it's important to articulate a message of hope. And at the second time, hope will trump cynicism every time.
I think you're absolutely right. Let me ask you. A lot of negative stuff has been thrown at you about immigration, about your record as a DA. Both ways, Bob has claimed that you've been soft on illegal immigration. Answer that.
Well, first of all, the thing that they came with that the Denver Post really ran with in a big way was that we had fashioned a plea bargain that allowed people to stay in the country. As it relates to illegal immigrants, that is not true. And that's part of what we're battling is this false notion that because there were these other kinds of plea bargains that were fashioned for legal immigrations and some illegal immigrants were able to take part in that, that they got to stay in the country because of it. They get to stay in the country because the United States Congress has not provided sufficient funding to immigration naturalization or to, you know, immigration and customs enforcement to deport people. And you know, there was a follow-up story the next day in the Denver Post about how full our holding cells are for people waiting to be deported in these facilities that the ICE runs, the Immigration Customs Enforcement. It's a failure of Congress to the extent people are here and have pled to felonies, no matter what the felony is, they're here as illegal immigrants. They should be deported, and that's Congress's failure. And so we're fighting back every day on that. As it relates to illegal immigrants, there were certain, you know, different kinds of plea dispositions that certainly my prosecutors looked at and thought either there were reasons because of proof problems in the case or because there was some notion that the legal immigrant should be able to stay in the country given the nature of their time here, their family being here, their immigration status being a legal status. And so I'll defend those, Jay. I really believe that we need to do everything we can to focus the immigration problem back to Congress where they put on hold their activity in order to use this as a political wedge issue.
Yeah, I'd like to ask both ways Bob what he has done about illegal immigration, and I'd love to get his answer since he's so busy pointing fingers at other people, including you. And you're out there talking about health care, talking about economic growth, talking about priorities that this state needs to engage in. Meanwhile, he's out peddling a negative message and essentially just keeps attacking and doesn't provide much detail about what he intends to do.
that that's to our benefit in a way. And I know, you know, the attacks aren't easy to suffer. They're part of the political landscape. My 13-year-old daughter and I were watching TV, and one of those attacks came on, and she just felt really badly about it, and I had to kind of explain to her, okay, these parts are not true, and then for the rest of this, you know, this is just the things they're trying to do to tear me down and to close the gap. But the gap's significant, and we are in a good position to win this election, but it's because we are speaking to the issues about how government has this legitimate role in addressing education problems, like you said, healthcare problems, and having strategies around economic development, but strategies that speak to everybody.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm maxed out on contributions, but other people can contribute. And if you're listening around the country and you want to help a really good guy and a good Democrat, go to RitterForGovernor.com. $25, $50, whatever you can spare. This is a guy who ought to be the governor of this state and ought to go onto the national scene. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on Springer this morning. I know you're in a hurry. So thank you, Bill Ritter. And you will be the next governor, and I'll have to call you Governor Ritter, or can I just call you Bill?
You can always call me Bill. Thank you for plugging us. It's www.ritterforgovernor.com. The president just came, and I don't know how much money, but hundreds of thousands of dollars he raised at a luncheon for the congressman. So anything people can do to help me with contributions to finish this out, we fund this campaign. We keep our message of hope out there. We win this campaign. So thanks a lot, Jay.
You got it, Bill. Anytime. Thank you so much. Drive safe.
Yes. Bye-bye.
All right, there's Bill Ritter. Go to RitterForGovernor.com. And now, let me go back to Jerry Springer, who has gracefully hung on. My second superstar
sure.
on the line
no,
here.
No. It's better you take that, because the truth of the matter, look, Dancing with the Stars is fun and all that, but really the real important issue here, obviously, is what we do in this November election. And let me just chime in on that, you know, on what he was saying. To those who, look, most of America has already made up its mind which way it's voting, let's be honest. So for the few who haven't, maybe this is the argument. No one with a straight face can say they are happy with what our government has been doing. No one with a straight face can say, wow, our foreign policy is really working. Homeland security is really working. Education is really working. What we're doing in Iraq is really working. We all really know, if we're not being partisan, just being an honest human being, we know that the performance of our government at this point has not been good at all. In fact, sometimes even dangerous. Therefore, this is the election where you have to hold the people accountable. We have to change who's running our government. Because if we don't change Congress, if we don't change the Senate, after this performance, what is the point of having an election in the first place? I mean, basically what we're saying to politicians of any stripe around America is, you know what, once you're in office, do whatever you want, have any kind of performance you want, it's not going to matter because we'll reelect you anyway. That is the message. If the Republicans retain control of Congress, if they retain control of the Senate, the message we basically have given is you can screw up as much as you want, we'll still put you in. Elections have no purpose unless we can turn this Congress around.
Boy, I agree. You know what? I agree. I agree 100%. We got we got 10 seconds left, and I can't cross-examine you unless you intend to hang on. Can you hang on?
I can hang on for a couple more minutes, but that's it. Okay, thanks.
No, you got to hang on for a couple more minutes because I got to cross-examine you.
You can do it.
All right, hang on. All right, we'll come back and we'll cross-examine Jerry we'll talk politics. We'll also cross-examine him about Dancing with the Stars. J. Marvin here, in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer.
He's done a heck of a job.
On the radio. How's anybody going to hear if you don't say it? 877-345-3779. 877-34-JERRY. Springer.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul,
I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit Engel Homes Colorado. Colorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E Homes, Colorado.com.
And a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
J. Marvin. Filling in for Jerry Springer
on the radio
on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. Okay, we're hanging Jerry up here, but I gotta finish up with him. All right, Jerry, come back out of the phone zone. All right, I know you got stuff to do, but I gotta ask you these couple of questions.
No, this is great. You're fine. Go.
Okay, good. I gotta ask you a couple of questions about this Dancing with the Star business. Okay, you don't know how to samba. I wouldn't know how to samba. So what happens now? Does your dancing partner teach you how to do this?
Exactly. As soon as I hang up the phone here, we're at the dance studio in Chicago, and she is going to start teaching me. I have until Sunday night to learn it, and then Monday fly back to L.A., and then they do the blocking, and then Tuesday is the thing. So, yeah, I have 2 days to learn how to samba. It's going to be brutal. It's going to be awful.
You got to do this in, like, 2 days?
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to, you get four or five, but because of I had to come back and do my regular television show and stuff. I mean, there just hasn't been time, but now I really have to throw myself into it. So it's an all samba weekend.
Oh Lord! So you're gonna rehearse today. You're gonna rehearse tomorrow. You're gonna rehearse Sunday.
Yeah, it's nonstop. I mean, I gotta learn it. You can't go out there and not not do the steps. You know, it's not going to be very good form. But I really gotta. I'm kind of nervous about it, actually.
Are you really?
Well, because when you say, well, you gotta learn the waltz, you gotta learn the cha cha. Let's face it, most guys, if they say do the cha-cha, could at least in their mind say, what is it? Isn't that the 1-2, 1-2-3 kind of thing?
Yeah,
so you probably could go out on the floor and do something. But the samba, I honestly, I can't envision what one step is. So I don't have a clue what it is. So this is, yeah, this is going to be tough.
All right, you didn't pick this dance, did you?
Oh, you don't get to pick it. You don't get to pick the. No, they tell you what dance you're going to do, and not everyone does the same dance. They split it up, like half will do the samba this week and half will do the rumba or whatever. Can you believe it? We're having a discussion about dancing. Honestly, I swear to you, I'm really a guy. I'm really a guy. Can we talk sports? Hey, how about the Yank? Huh? All right, hey, all right. Hey, congratulations to Detroit, though. The Tigers were tough yesterday.
Yeah, they certainly were. All right. You know, all I could say to you is you're brave to do this, and you can do this, man. I mean, I envision you going for another week.
If it is, it's not going to be based on any dancing ability. It's going to be because people like to see, you know, incompetence stumble around on a floor or something, or they like to make fun of the old guy. But it's not going to be related to, obviously, everyone else. Look, Vivica Fox got voted off last week. She's a phenomenal dancer. There's no way I'm a better dancer than she is. So, you know, the votes are coming in for different reasons, and, you know, who knows what that is. But, you know, I'm happy, I'm grateful, I'm appreciative, and I'm going to try as hard as I can, but I can't honestly tell you that, oh, boy, wait till you see my samba. It will knock your socks off.
Well, it's going to certainly be better than mine would be.
Yeah, that's it. You and I ought to have a samba smackdown.
Well, listen, I'll be voting at abc.com,
yeah.
And I urge everybody else to vote. And Jerry, come on, man, you can do it. We know you
I'm
can
doing
do
this
it.
One for you, Jay. And by the way, if I don't get to talk to you, you know, before the next week, thanks for filling in this week. You are great. I'm hearing nothing but great things. You're a real pro. You're a pro, and I can learn from you, and I'm going to try to.
Well, I appreciate that. You know what? Listen, come on my local show sometime, or just come here to Denver, and we'll do a show together.
I'd love to. Love to. Hey,
okay.
Thanks, Jay.
Jerry, good luck, man.
Okay, bye.
All right. There's Jerry Springer, and Dancing with the Stars. I'm going to TiVo it. I think he can do it. Don't you think he can do it? Yeah. Is the samba that difficult? I think it is. Man, I can't dance worth a damn. Never could. Couldn't do it in high school either. Of course, should I be truthful about this? I guess I should be truthful about this. I'd always tell my parents, yeah, I'm going to the high school dance. I'm going to the junior high dance. Then in reality, what I would do is I would either go, but I'd hang around out back of the school and smoke cigarettes. And drink whiskey. Yeah. Come on, didn't we all do that as a rite of passage? And other things, which we are currently debating the legality of in a lot of states, and other things in which we will never debate the legality of. But didn't most of us, even if you're 25 years old, didn't you do that kind of stuff? Now, my experience with this audience is, and particularly my local audience here, is that if you get on the air and you say you did something, and the thing you did is not right, they will always send you email, how dare you? Or somebody will call up and scold you. But you know something? Admit it to me. Probably 99.99%, and I don't want to make a blanket statement, but 99.99% of us, all of us, told our parents we were going one place, and then we ended up going someplace else. Some of us carried it to an extreme. Some of us were a little wilder than other people were. Some of us, by the grace of God, are still alive to talk about some of these incidents. But the fact is, we all did it. Now, I know I'm going to get somebody who's going to email me. I know I'm going to get somebody who's going to call me and say, no, I never did it. All right. Blanket statements don't work. There's going to be people out there who have not done it. But there's a hell of a lot of us who did. And we need to be honest. And we need to be honest with our kids about it. Because kids will be kids and teenagers will be teenagers. And teenagers get into trouble. I never got caught. I never got into that kind of trouble. I was extremely lucky, as were most of my friends. How did I end up going down this road? I have no clue how I went down this road. All right, the Foley incident. Let me get back to that for a second and tell you what's coming up. The authoritarian religious Christian right has been gay bashing like there is no tomorrow. There is nothing. There is nothing in common between pedophilia and gays and lesbians. This is a medical fact. And most child molesters are heterosexuals. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Kara DeGette. She's from Colorado Confidential. James Dobson, Focus on the Family. If you don't know who he is and you don't know who they are, you should learn who they are. They seek to influence American domestic policy and worldwide policy. They have been gay bashing. They have been caught, and we're going to tell you about it coming up. By the way, as a side note, interesting article in the Washington Post this morning. Go to WashingtonPost.com. Polls now indicate the GOP is losing their evangelical base, that it's beginning to slide away due to the Foley controversy. This could really harm them at the ballot box. And you know something? Whether you do it by absentee, however you do it, Jerry's right. We have got to get out. We have got to vote. You've got to contribute to a candidate of your choice or an amendment of your choice. Get off your half moons. Get active. Get involved. Our future and the future of our kids are at stake. Kara DeGette, coming up next. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Our number is 877-34-JERRY. Call now.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Al Franken. Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hey, you can join our conversation at 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779.
And now, Springer on the radio presents another Croc News classic. Veteran newscaster Gerald Furlong is on assignment, and so we proudly present one of his newscasts from the past, a Croc News classic.
It's August 22nd, 1920, and this is the very first edition of your newspaper on the radio. Hear all about it. We call this experimental radio broadcast Croc News. I'm Jerry Heimowitz. Here's what's happening. Our brave men in Congress have given the ladies the gift they've been asking for. No, not a new sewing machine. It's the right to vote. With today's passage of the 19th Amendment, suffragettes are dancing in the streets and smoking cigarettes. The weaker sex can now look forward to an equal voice, equal pay, and their God-given right to choose. That is, to choose a candidate who's male and white. It'll be like choosing an extra husband. You do have a husband, ladies, don't you? In Turkey, the government has recognized the British mandate and renounced all claims to Israel. That means that our brethren across the pond are now able to redraw the map of the Middle East, making secure and peaceful borders for Israel, Iraq, and Iran for years to come. Yes, it's Middle East peace at last. In sports, those hapless Highlanders, known as the New York Yankees, apparently think they can buy their way into winning. They've purchased outfielder pitcher Babe Ruth from the Boston Red Sox. The team shouldn't just buy winning players. Why don't they just bribe them to lose, like in last year's World Series? And that's Croc News for August 26, 1920. The first newspaper on the air and the first news you've ever heard. I'm Jerry Heimowitz, Croc News.
This has been another Croc Newscast from the past. Join us next time when we turn back the clock to another Croc News classic from Springer on the radio.
Jerry.
Springer on the radio.
35 past the hour. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Thank you so much for joining us. And leave it to Focus on the Family to cast blame for Republican Congressman Mark Foley's email activities on left-wing notions that obscenity is just another form of free speech. This logic emerged in a statement that the conservative Colorado Springs-based ministry issued in response to an eruption over the disgraced, fully sexually explicit emails sent to teenage congressional aides, including calls that House Speaker Dennis Hastert, whom colleagues insist they previously notified about Foley's depraved communiques, resign. Joining us is journalist Kara DeGette, who has a new story out about this on Colorado Confidential. And if you're listening to us around the country, go check this out at ColoradoConfidential.com. And, Kara, good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jay. Good morning.
This whole thing, not only James Dobson, not only Focus on the Family, but all these guys, Tony Perkins, I mean, all of them, they're using this and they're trying to deflect away from what Foley did, and they're trying to really, more than that, they're trying to deflect away from really what the House leadership has done in not investigating this and basically doing nothing, and they're using it as an excuse to, A, gay bash, and to go after progressives and liberals.
Well, yeah, it's an interesting notion to turn this kind of perversion into something that can be blamed on liberal mind thought, and it's a really interesting approach, and it's really unfortunate, I think, Jay.
All right, James Dobson believes that this is left-wing notions and that it's obscenity. But the Supreme Court has ruled that in instant messages or emails or communication, that talking lurid, while it's in poor taste and morally reprehensible, it's not a crime because it's protected by the First Amendment.
Well, I suppose so. You know, what the ministry sent out was a statement essentially saying that... that it was a good thing that the public's outraged reaction to the incident, quote, indicates that as a society we do understand there are limits to tolerance of our culture's anything goes view of sexuality. And so they sort of twisted into this, notion that it's, as you indicate, politically correct, and those on the left are saying that obscenity is just another form of free speech, and they're also going on to say if any lasting cultural good could come out of this awful incident, it would be Americans discarding this politically correct notion. And it's just a very, I think, twisted kind of logic. And it completely deflects from the reality that, this guy, whether he's a Republican or a Democrat or anything else, he preyed on boys. And you would think that the response from them would be, holy cow, our thoughts and, yes, our prayers go out to these poor boys who were preyed upon, sort of rallying behind, Foley. And any of these other perverts is just astounding.
See, I agree 100%. I mean, what Foley did, I find to be reprehensible. None of us like it. None of us think that it's good. You have to go so far, according to the law, I believe, if I'm correct on this, you have to arrange and then have a liaison, and in order to get busted. I'm pretty sure about that. I don't think that just saying things will get you in trouble, but the idea that they're claiming that we have this anything goes attitude and that we're politically correct, it's ironic because in reality they're the ones that are being politically correct, and nobody I know, and I'm sure nobody you know, and I don't think anybody has advocated an anything goes kind of attitude. Who's advocated that?
Of course not. Nobody's advocating that. And but taking this unfortunate situation and turning it into and twisting it into some sort of the liberals are to blame is a really strange and twisted thing to do.
Well, it's weird. Why don't they challenge their own party? Why doesn't James Dobson? You know what? James Dobson lacks guts. Why doesn't he challenge his own party, his own leadership over what went on? Why doesn't he go after them for their negligence instead of looking at everybody else?
Well, Jay, that's a good point. I mean, let's look at Focus on the Family. And are they just a political machine, or are they supposed to be a family ministry, a family-centered ministry that, gives advice and help to families? I'd like to tell your listeners about an astounding and remarkable woman whom I wrote about last week by the name of Kathy Rover.
Okay,
Kathy,
hang on. Stop for a second. Let me do a break, and we'll come back, and I want you to get into this.
That'd be great.
Okay, so hang on in the phone zone here, and we'll continue with Kara DeGette. She writes for a Colorado Confidential. Go to coloradoconfidential.com if you want to see it yourself. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer, the voice of reason.
I love the guy.
On the radio. Talk to Jerry Springer on the radio.
Hey, Jerry!
On your telephone.
Oh.
Call 877-345-3779. That's 877-34-JERRY.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4000. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
And tune in to The Real Estate Advocate right here Saturday, October 14th from 1 to 2.
How long are you going to wait to finally do something about your debt?
No big deal. I can fix this.
How many collection calls will it take?
I'm making minimum payments most of the time.
When are you going to admit you need a little help?
Everyone should have some debt, right?
Wrong. It's time for you to get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. With one easy phone call, you can find out how soon you can be free from debt. Just call 1-800-400-8131. Provider and licensing details are available. Are you behind in paying bills? Have you received even one collection call? Maybe contemplated bankruptcy? Hey, it's okay to admit you got in a little over your head. You don't have to do it on your own.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of help.
Pick up the phone and call for your consultation and debt analysis, and find out how soon you can be free from debt. Call 1-800-400-8131. That's 1-800-400-8131.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly. Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new.
Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. We have Kara DeGette, who is with Colorado Confidential. Go to coloradoconfidential.com. We're talking about Focus on the Family, James Dobson. Boy, if you're living in another part of the country, do not know about this guy, about James Dobson. Do not know about Focus on the Family. Do not know about any of this stuff. You definitely need to check this out. All right, Kara, let's start again. You were talking about this woman who you wrote about, and pick it up where you left off.
Yes, Kathy Rover is a remarkable woman. She lived in Colorado Springs. She lives in Colorado Springs now, and she was so thrilled when she heard that Focus on the Family was relocating from Southern California to Colorado Springs in 1991. And so she got a job in the mailroom at the ministry, and there she worked for 9 years. About 6 years in, 7 years in, her 24-year-old daughter was raped and murdered, her body tossed into a shallow grave up in the mountains just west of Colorado Springs and not discovered for another 6 or 7 days. It took police about another 18 months to find the murderer. And as you can imagine, through this time, she was just going through what can only be unimaginable misery and trauma. Ultimately, the murderer was caught and put behind bars. And a year later, the Focus on the Family fired her for missing too much work. This was a single mother. This was a single mother who was also raising two teenage boys. Ultimately, what ended up happening is Kathy couldn't find another job. She feared and suspected that Focus on the Family was blackballing her and giving her a poor recommendation. And now Kathy Rover is getting ready to spend her third winter living inside a 20-foot long mobile home, 1979 Cobra. And has lost everything. Her kids are pretty much out on the street as well. And she didn't receive any sort of unemployment, any sort of compensation. And, you know, by God, this woman is so strong. She still has her faith. She's still a very strong Christian. She even actually went to prison and forgave the man who murdered her daughter. This is how strong this woman is. But, you know, she never got any help. She never got any hand up. She never got any treatment for her unbelievable trauma that she went through. And I look at a woman like Kathy Rover, and I just think, you know, why isn't Focus on the Family concentrating on people like that? Kathy wanted me to write this story about her, not just for her, but for the hundreds and even thousands of people who are facing similar situations just in Colorado Springs alone. She wanted to help put a face to this phenomenon where society is just forgetting about or ignoring a huge segment of our population.
Well, the reason they're not into that is because there's no money in it.
Well, that's a good point. If Kathy had $15 to send to Focus on the Family, maybe she could get Dr. Dobson's 1993 bestseller, When God Doesn't Make Sense, to learn how to be able to deal with unexpected death and trauma. That was the message that Kathy received from her employer of 9 years.
Well, James Dobson's a moral criminal, and do me a favor, and you know how to get in touch with us, and get in touch with us, and maybe because we do get into the Springs, maybe we can get on the air, and maybe we can find her a job, and I'd like to work on that this coming week. So please get in touch with us, and we'll see what we can do for her. And I implore everybody to be aware of the authoritarian Christian right and people like James Dobson and Tony Perkins and the rest of them. Please, folks, if you don't know who they are, find out who they are, because they are not your friends. They are moral criminals and they're enemies. And I very rarely ever say that about anybody, but when it comes to these people, I really mean it. Kara, thank you so much for your time, and please get in touch with us.
Thank you, Jay. I sure will. I appreciate you having me on today.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's Kara DeGette, who is with ColoradoConfidential.com. Check it out on the Internet yourself. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
This is former Republican Congressman Mark Foley. The reason I used to ask young boys about their penal size and masturbation is that I was doodled by my clergyman as a kid. But now I'm in rehab where we pray, explore our demons, and listen to Springer on the radio.
Get right through. Email Jerry at SpringerOnTheRadio.com.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Progressive Talk. Do you think you have what it takes to host your own show and become the next progressive radio star? AM 760 wants to give you the opportunity to make that dream a reality. Send us your demo tape or CD, and you could walk away with $1,000 and the opportunity to battle it out at the national finals. The winner of the finals receives a one-year contract to host their own national syndicated weekend show. For more information on how to be America's newest progressive radio star, log on to AM760.net.
Hi-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly. You want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call Hi-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. Hi-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868, and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call Hi-Tech Import in Lakewood.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Your kids have better things to do than drugs, so get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from Unique Concrete in Highlands Ranch, a community-minded business serving the area with integrity and pride. Unique Concrete is where fast service and quality work go hand-in-hand. They're specialists in foundations, driveways, sidewalks, flooring, patios, and garage floors. For a free estimate, call 720-300-0003. That's 720-300-0003 for Unique Concrete.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Springer on the radio. I got to read this instant message before I run out of time. This is exactly what I'm talking about religious extremism. This comes from a guy named Charles. Please don't team up with Jerry. I'm losing faith in you. Some of the things you feel are progressive. I see some of them as regressive. I'm not trying to get on your bad side. I'm trying to be honest. You seem to side with those hell-bent, although he puts hell-bend, on undermining good Christian truths. Pick an issue. Seems you have something against history and haven't learned the lesson of your ancestors. He's talking about me being Jewish. Don't take it out on us. Now, careful. If you were Jewish, either by faith or nationality, shouldn't you be building Israel? You said it, not me. If you want to be a Jew, is it fair to undermine things you aren't even sure about? At least reflect on Jewish history and why they have been a problem with God. Why they have been a problem with God. Just pick up from Moses. That's far back enough. I really don't want to come across as mean, but I only have a few minutes, so I have to be direct. Thanks, Jay, Charlie. P.S., it's not too late to turn around on some issues. Okay, this is a good example of what I'm talking about. Charlie, how long have you had this Taliban mindset? How long have you had this Bin Laden idea in your head? The number one, and this anti-Semitic idea that Jews have trouble with God, that's number one. And number two, that there are simple Christian truths. Now, see, Jerry, what the United States is made up of is it's made up of people of many different beliefs, many different nationalities, and the fact is that you and your friends and people like you do not have, in any way, shape, or form, any kind of a monopoly on God or on belief. And it's that kind of extremism that gets people into trouble. I'm not the one who has to study history, Charlie. You have to study history. Because obviously you haven't learned anything. Obviously, you haven't learned anything from the Founding Fathers. Obviously, you haven't learned anything about this country's history. Obviously, you haven't learned anything about a religious oppression. Obviously, you haven't learned anything about the idea that God gives you free will and that you have to think for yourself. Those are things you ought to learn, Charlie. Those are things that you ought to concentrate on. Those are things that you ought to figure out. And you know what? If I'm out of line, I'm proud to be out of line. If I'm wrong, I'm proud to be wrong. I'll stand tall against people like James Dobson, Tony Perkins, and anybody else who wants to take this country into a religious theocracy. Got that? So if you don't like it, here's the plan. Go listen to the Christian talk station. Don't listen to me. Because you know what? Charlie, I don't need you. May God help you, man, because you need it. You need big help. All right. Thank you, Jerry Springer, and everybody else for letting me sit in. I certainly do appreciate it. And have a great weekend. This is the greatest country in the world. But you know what? Unless we're vigilant, we will be less than free. We need vigilance. We need vigilance. Bad.
You've been hearing about it.
Nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
Being hungry, and that's what leads to weight loss. Here's more proof.
My name's Kristen. I lost 21 pounds and never felt hungry.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-300-0507. That's 1-800-300-0507.
Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy. This is Representative Angie Piccioni. Marilyn lies and lies about my record.